Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called high-intensity interval training with Coach Amy at Bear Canyon CrossFit. We're talking you can lose some body fat, you can gain some muscle, increase your cardio, increase endurance, abdominal strengthening, core training, total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure, it's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this, because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna, Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.
To a Halloween party.
Knock, knock. Can I help you folks?
Here comes the cuddle monster.
One blockhead sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Do you know it?
I don't know this one. Do you know it?
Oh, absolutely not.
You don't know it? Oh, wait! I know it! I know it!
Hold
I
on.
Know it!
Hold on, if Steve-O... Steve-O?
Whoa, that last one.
What is it?
Shout out to my 12-year-old who's going to be 13 on Sunday. His favorite movie on the planet and his favorite character. Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Halloween.
Good job!
I don't get it.
I'm still not a Tuesday person.
You're thoroughly entertaining.
I'm very excited it's Tuesday!
Another Tuesday.
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Come on, it's showtime.
Music Tuesday. Good morning.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off the show.
Yeah. West of the city, I-40 West between Atrisco Vista Boulevard, exit 149, and Rio Puerco, Route 66 Casino. So west of the city there, there's a semi rollover accident. And if you are westbound, you're going to be... you're going to be stopped for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Exit at Atrisco Vista and use the frontage road to get around this. It's a pretty big accident, and it happened around 5:30, or at least that's when it was reported. So again, I-40 West at Atrisco, or between Atrisco Vista Boulevard and the exit for Route 66 Casino, exit 140. There is a semi-rollover. Watch out for that. That's your look at traffic. Super
traffic.
Early.
Super.
Super early.
Super duper early. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
Top of the morning.
Top of it.
Beautiful Tuesday.
We are at the top of the morning right now.
6:07 in the a.m.
High today of 76 with some rain showers today,
no
my
kidding.
Friends.
We're going to get some rain today?
We
Is
are.
Is it going to happen?
Ah!
Okay.
You know what? Since it's going to rain, maybe a little Frankentune this morning.
Yeah? Kicking it back up. We got anything to give away?
I don't know. Do we?
We have stacks of CDs over here.
What are those?
They look like small throwing stars.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. Are we going to give away Winter Jam tickets?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They made the big announcement last night for Winter Jam. For the artist, not the lineup that's coming here, because we've known that for forever.
Yeah.
But they always make a big deal out of the artist lineup for next year's Winter Jam, which is funny to me because...
this year's hasn't even hit us.
Well, no, that particular lineup doesn't come here. Like, they always change it even into the West Coast.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's get on this, okay.
What about, do we have tickets to Phil Wickham and Micah Tyler?
That's a good question.
We are supposed to. We might have to wait until later in the morning to give those away. Maybe during Quality Tam Tuesday.
You know, when we have him on.
Micah Tyler will be on the show about 9:50. This is a good song. There's never been a day when It's almost too country for me, but it's just catchy,
just
man.
Enough. I like
where
it.
Where it's like, it's okay. Micah Tyler.
Now, Micah Tyler, he's actually a YouTube, like, viral star.
Yeah?
Before he got his record deal, he put up some funny videos that legitimately went viral.
We can get some tips.
Yes.
I was just going to say
we can get
that.
Some tips.
We really need some tips on this YouTube thing, because it's...
Man, we're sinking.
Frustrated,
sinking
man.
Sinking ship, man.
Nobody knows about us.
We thought Dex's famous face.
Yeah, that didn't work, guys. Tried to tell you. That's the only reason you wanted me on, because of my famous face.
You got a famous face.
I had a billboard for
your
like
face
a
looks
week.
Real good.
It didn't work.
Nope.
I told you. Teo needs to be on the billboard. I said it. Teo's face needs to be on the billboard. But no, they put you 20 feet behind me. You and Steve-O, you could barely see you guys.
I love you.
Love you guys. Big show today. We're going to tell you all about it right after we kick off New Music Tuesday.
Ooh.
It's supposed to be a good one this
okay,
morning.
Okay, I'm excited about today. Could just be me. So not trying to, you know, pump it up or whatever. But we'll start with this song. This is Judah and the Lion. We played them quite a bit on this station, going back into the static days. But they've got a brand new record. This is the single. It's called Take It All Back. Here's the difference with Judah and the Lion. They play banjos and mandolin and stuff. Ooh. But they also have like heavy synthesizers and beats. So it is a strange mix, but somehow it works.
All right.
So you guys tell us what you think and go to our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm, and tell us there. Or you can text us on the live line, 585-LIVE. This is called Take It All Back from Judah and the Lion.
All right, ready?
When I'm getting to do it with you.
Judah and the Lion, Take It All Back. New Music Tuesday. What do you think, Starmy? You tell us. 585 Live. You can text in, or you can go to Star88FM on Facebook. That was different.
That was very different, huh?
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
It didn't blow me away, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But maybe I just need to hear it in another.
Live Line says, it's going to be huge. They dig it. It's a keeper. Judah and the Lion. Yes. Take It All Back is amazing. Definitely yes. And then we got a Sorry Guys, not a fan of this one.
Okay.
All right.
That's why we vote.
Share your feelings. We want to hear all about it. 505-585-LIVE. Text in.
Share your feelings. Yeah.
Go leave us a comment. Welcome to the show. We'll be doing New Music Tuesday. Throughout the whole day today, actually. Big show today. Of course, like I said, Micah Tyler at 9:15. Maybe some Frankentune for you. It's Halloween. Less than a week away. 6 days until Halloween. My kids are almost done with trick-or-treating, guys. It is very sad. Think about it. My oldest son's 15. If he goes trick-or-treating, he's not trick-or-treating.
No, he's out for mischief.
He's out toilet papering people's homes and stuff. Because that's what you do when you're a teenager, right?
That's what you do.
And then you got Jaden. She's almost 13. So she's almost out of the phase.
Well, why does she have to be?
When did you stop wearing costumes?
He still does.
Wait, you stopped?
Oh.
You're supposed to.
I
was thinking about it this morning. I'm sad because I don't think I'm going to wear a costume this year.
Oh yeah.
I think this might be my year to kind of
finally.
Yeah, just take.
Just took, you know, 33 years. 34 years. Excuse me.
33, dog.
Oh wait.
No. Eight? Yeah, 33.
Eight? Oh.
I'm only 33.
How old? You just turned 34.
I just turned 33.
Oh, okay.
In August, August 12th. Remember?
No, I'm pretty sure you're 34.
What's that like to be so sure and be so wrong at the same time?
No, you're 34.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm 29.
You look just like a 29.
I know.
Yeah.
Just like it.
Totally.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about Halloween, dude.
You got real confused.
I'm like
yourself.
Carrying a conversation with my wife right now and doing this and still.
You still know
what was happening.
He's a multitasker.
Well. Yes, and then you got Landon. He's 11, so he's almost done. I'm gonna have to enjoy these last couple years because
better.
This might be the last year, actually.
Take it on back.
Let's see. We have a letter to get to. It involves carving pumpkins and a husband and wife. We have the top reasons you won't be watching the World Series. I said I might watch tonight. I don't know if I will. I don't know. After this list, I don't think I'm going to watch, guys.
Really?
We'll see.
Man, you changed your mind real fast.
Who are you guys going for? Cubs or Indians?
I mean, come on.
I want the Cubs. Unless you're from Cleveland. I'm not going to watch it. It's baseball. I don't care about baseball.
Oh, I'm watching. Taking on the Cleveland Indians. Charlie Sheen and the Indians.
I only like the version of this song that was the first intro of the Drew Carey Show. Do you remember when that? That was a good version of it.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Whoa, hey buddy. What was that?
Well, goats might be...
Goats?
Showing up tonight at the World Series. We'll
are you going to... Here, wait. Hmm? Prod this computer up, friendo.
All this energy calling me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Back where it comes from. It's such a crude attitude.
Drew Carey Show is pretty...
It's back where it belongs. All the little chicks with the crimson lips go Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks. Living in sin.
I gotta tell you, I was a fan of Drew Carey when he took over for old Bob Barker on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
But I really miss Bob.
Well, he was the classic, man.
He was.
He did it for 123 years,
maybe that's why
course.
I miss him. It's just... I just grew up watching old Bob. He was getting to the point where he was just getting mean.
Yeah.
His long microphone, he would take that thing and he would just slap people across the face. So they had to say, you know what,
that
Bob,
is
it's time
also
to retire.
Not true.
You saw
that
it.
Is not true.
I saw it happen.
Gosh.
I saw it happen.
Okay.
A lot of people out there are asking us, will you guys talk about The Walking Dead? Well, what do you think? You think we can talk about The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I think we can.
We're going to talk about The Walking Dead. We're not going to talk about
the episode.
We're not going to break it down. And
yeah.
We're not doing that, but we're going to talk about The Walking Dead because it looks like they might be changing the rating.
This is crazy.
Of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. This is important.
Crazy, but good, I think.
We should definitely talk about this.
We will.
Well, good, because we definitely should.
Check out this headline. Doctors removed a baby from a pregnant woman, performed surgery, then put it back in?
What? Oh, is this the baby that was born twice?
Uh-huh.
I saw this yesterday.
Crazy headline. We'll discuss it. Today's the 299th day of the year. In 1955, the first microwave oven was sold. Guess how much this thing cost in 1955?
First microwave oven. $150.
$150? Steve-O?
What was the year?
You know, give me your phone.
No,
give
what was
phone.
The year?
I'm putting it in the microwave. I'm putting your iPhone 7
what?
In the microwave. They said that it's safe to put iPhone 7
no,
in the microwave.
No, it's not heat resistant.
We're going to see what happens.
Microwave.
I'm sorry, but I'm doing it.
Wait, what? Right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm doing this. All right. Here we go.
I mean, if
good.
They said it was safe to put it in the... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good.
It's a weird sound. I think it's trying to get on the internet.
Okay.
To be fair, that was actually not my iPhone. That was a Galaxy Note 7.
Oh, yeah. No microwave required for explosion.
I set up a microwave in here just for that moment right there on the show. Mm. It took me a lot to get this.
Yeah, I can tell.
It cost $1,200.
Dang it, you didn't let me guess.
Oh, well.
I said what year?
It cost $1,200. The first microwave oven was sold in 1955, and it was $1,200.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could cook bacon in 90 seconds.
That's pretty great.
Do you guys ever cook your bacon in the microwave?
Absolutely not.
Me I either. Do.
I have done it before, but...
I got a Baconator for Christmas. Or not a Baconator, the Bacon Wave.
Yeah, the Bacon Wave. I remember that.
Bacon Wave?
You got a Bacon Wave.
But it actually was awesome. It didn't taint the flavor or whatever.
Really?
It was fine.
Huh.
This is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
I cook my bacon in the oven now. It turns out really crispy.
That's whenever I cook bacon, that's where I do that too.
And it doesn't splatter everywhere when you do it on the stove.
Wow.
Hate that. You got to clean it up. 6 years ago, in 2010, Sony discontinued the production of the original cassette Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one right here. This is a Walkman, guys. I'm going to open it up. See? It fits. You can hold it in one hand, and then if you hit these buttons here, then it makes this noise when you start to play a song. This is warming up right now. The Walkman's warming up. It takes about 30 seconds for the Walkman to be ready to go. Oh, it's done. And you're ready to play music. Oh, I'm going to pop out
the
cassette
tape. Did you drop it?
There you go, Steve-o.
I want to know how bored you got this morning to where you downloaded microwave sounds.
That's what I was...
There's a microwave in the studio right now.
Did you ever tell us how much the first microwave cost?
$1,200, Bob.
$1,200.
See, it's right here. I'm going to open it up right here. Whoa, it's so awesome.
Will you put this money in there and warm it up for me?
Sure, man.
Just real quick.
Let me put it in my pocket real quick.
No.
So stupid.
I can't believe it.
Oh,
$1,200.
Guys, we're going to microwave things all morning long.
Okay.
We're
going to
see what happens to these items that I picked out of Daniel's studio.
Earlier, we talked about CDs, and when CD players first came out, they were like $1,000.
Yeah,
oh, man.
That's crazy.
Is that just the intro price for a new gadget? It's
$1,000. $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000.
Yep. It's like anytime we're at the gym and somebody comes up and says, how much are you lifting right now? I go, 1,000.
1,000.
1,000. I like to keep it a nice round number.
Guys, how old is Katy Perry today?
Mm. Oh,
32.
I love Katy Perry.
She's 34.
Steve Al? 32.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Craig Robinson. He's
from The Office.
Yep, Daryl on The Office.
38.
41.
45.
Wrong.
Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer who looks just like Will Ferrell.
Dude, they're brothers.
They are. Doppelgangers.
Yeah.
62.
55.
Steve-O.
Nice!
Man, you got that guessing going on.
And our last one, Bobby Knight, the man.
Oh,
the
dude.
Retired college basketball. He's an angry man.
72.
Hoosier basketball.
He was
also Texas Tech,
Houston.
Red Raiders head coach. Got to see him live.
Who's he married to?
Whitney Houston.
No, that's not
that's
him.
Not true.
That was him.
I say 72.
68.
76.
No, he was for the Hoosiers, not the 76.
Hoosiers. Micah Tyler, 9:15. He'll be on the show talking about his show with Phil Wickham.
But really, we're just going to talk about all of his YouTube videos that went viral.
Yeah, right?
Because he's hilarious.
We got to take a break. Frankentune is coming up. A little after 7. Headlines. Check the roads out there. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Most polls show Democrat Hillary Clinton ahead of Republican Donald Trump. Trump is saying those polls are wrong.
A few weeks ago, Trump told the New Hampshire crowd he loves to cite the polls when he's ahead, with survey after survey showing Clinton up in most swing states and widening her national lead. Trump is now lashing out against those polls. He told a Florida crowd that he's winning the race and tweeted similar views. He said online that Democrats are making up phony polls. Many Floridians are already voting. More than 1 million mail-in ballots have already been cast, and in-person early voting starts today. underscoring Florida's importance to Trump's game plan. He'll be here tomorrow for a third straight day.
Secretary of State John Kerry today called his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to express concern over the resumption of airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russia ended its unilateral pause in fighting yesterday and is now ramping up airstrikes. The UN says it wasn't able to get aid and medical help into Aleppo during the lull because the security remained uncertain.
A win for workers back on the job at two bourbon distilleries.
Good morning. New Music Tuesday. Dex, Steve on Tail.
We're here, guys.
Big show today.
So excited to be here.
6:34.
High today of 76 degrees.
Thunderstorms. Don't forget, guys, west of the city, there's been an accident. Semi-truck has rolled over. The right lane's blocked. I-40 west at Atrisco Vista. The left lane has reopened, but it is slow-going traffic. Watch out for that this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up, top reasons you won't be watching the World Series.
I will definitely be watching, guys. Definitely.
The Neiman Marcus Christmas... Wait, hold on a second. Steve-O, hold on a second. Yeah. Tao.
Hey.
Guess what came out?
What?
The Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog.
Oh, my gosh.
It came out.
Did you
Jesse
get yours?
Jesse sent it to me, and he said, whatever you want.
He told me he had a gift in the mail, but now I'm real excited. It'll probably come in today.
We're going to go over the catalog today.
I can't believe it.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We'll discuss this. So there's this catalog out there. It's called the Neiman Marcus Christmas Catalog.
Right.
And it's for, excuse me, rich people. And some of the things in this catalog, excuse me, is for rich people who drink lobster butter.
Why would you ever drink lobster butter?
You can actually buy lobster butter in the Neiman Marcus Christmas Catalog.
Gosh.
It's one of my favorites. So we'll go over that. We'll see what the rich people are buying this Christmas.
Beautiful.
Just smells like rich people. They all have a distinct smell.
What do rich people smell
like? Like money, bro.
Mahogany and money.
Fine redwood mahogany. Mm-hmm. Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Spice.
Lots of nutmeg. Fine spices. Only the finest spices.
You're so stupid.
Hey.
Huh?
Cut his mic. Cut his mic. It's so funny.
I know. He can't even relate.
He can't even understand.
He just doesn't understand.
Wow.
I can't wait to discuss this and just laugh. Just laugh. Steve-O?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Let's see. What else we got going on? New Music Tuesday. Let's do it.
Okay. This next song, I think you're going to recognize it. Now, it's DJ Madge. He's the guy that travels around with Toby Mac and Diverse City Band. It's featuring Aaron Cole. It's called What If. That's all I'm going to tell you about it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. 585 Live. You can text us or Star 88 FM on Facebook. DJ Madge, What If.
Dude, featuring that sounds just like a classic Newsboy song.
Just like it.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody actually text us and say, is this a DC Talk knockoff? It's a sample. Now, DJ Madge has traveled with Toby Mac for years and years and years. And he said he actually had the blessing of the band.
That's cool.
For this release.
Nice.
And it features Aaron Cole. I think he's the guy doing all the extra stuff. DJ Madge says he hopes this song can have a big impact on the listening audience, especially with, you know, the way people... I like the lyrical content because it's all about how we just trash each other on the internet.
Right.
And it's a different spin on the old What If I Stumble hit.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
So was I good. Wanted to see what Stormy thought.
Dope vibes, dog.
Dope
Let vibes. Us know. 585 Live. You can text in or go to Star 88 FM on Facebook. Let us know what you think of all the new music this morning.
Let us know.
Daniel and I were talking yesterday, and we really think a lot of this stuff is building up to a full-on DC Talk reunion.
Like really?
New music. Yes, they're just doing so much. I know they're doing the cruise next year or whatever, but other small things are happening here and there, you know, that I've heard from different friends back home and all that. And then you've got stuff like this coming out. I just feel like it's all building to a full-on reunion.
We're gonna be on that nostalgia train.
6:42, good morning.
Hi, today I have 76, good morning.
Whoa!
An 82-year-old woman's pickup was stolen right in front of her. She was on her way to church. We have a clip.
Yeah, it was a good truck.
At 82 years old, Matilda Gonzalez still drives everywhere. That is until her white pickup truck was stolen last weekend. Gonzalez doesn't speak English. Her daughter Rosa Silva Smith helped explain what happened.
She was in a hurry because she was running late for church.
Gonzalez stopped here at this gas station on Southern and Nicholas in Rio Rancho. She got gas and walked inside to pay.
She's kind of old school.
But then,
as soon as she came outside, she saw two young men jump in her truck and they took off. Yeah, she was shaking and shaking.
Gonzalez says the cashier called the police, but she soon realized it wasn't just the truck she lost.
So they stole her purse, her cell phone, and her life alert necklace was hanging on her rear view mirror.
Silva Smith says the crooks drained her mother's bank accounts within 2 hours. Whoa. Gonzalez was still in shock for several days, but her daughter says, thank goodness the 82-year-old wasn't in the car when the men came.
I'm just glad she's okay. We keep telling her, it's just a truck, it'll be okay, we'll save up and get you a little used vehicle soon.
Rio Rancho police are investigating this theft. If you have any information or if you spot a white two-door Ford Ranger around town, call police.
Get on it, Starmie.
Man.
Let's find this white Ford Ranger.
She's a nice lady.
82 years old, are you kidding me?
Dude, people like that.
People be jerks.
So many thieves in this city.
Thieves. Thievery is. It is.
So many Steves.
So many Steves. I know many, many Steves here.
That's true.
We've got an update. Play the update music. Update.
Oh.
Why haven't we found that sample of Robert Stack saying update?
Update.
Phil Collins says Paul McCartney isn't happy that he's talking about their little feud. Collins says he did receive an email from Paul McCartney, though he's keeping the contents private. He's been in touch about it because he was upset, Collins says. I certainly didn't get any flowers from him. I got more of a, let's just get on with our lives. And I'm sorry he's upset that I kind of said something nasty about him. Well, it wasn't really nasty. If people don't tell people that sometimes their attitude could be a bit better, then you're not going to get any better, you
right.
know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We had a listener email us over the weekend talking about how we couldn't speak to this because we'd never walked in Paul McCartney's shoes. So I emailed that person this update.
Good. Did you?
I did.
Nice. Nice.
Phil Collins is way cooler than Paul McCartney.
I would agree with that sentiment, but not Sorry. Everybody does.
Sorry, mm-hmm. people out there who love the Beatles. He won't sign autographs.
Well.
Which is really, really dumb.
If Paul McCartney had to sign one autograph, he would have to sign them for everybody in the world. And that would be sad. Donald Glover from Community, or you might know him as the Childish Gambino, he will play the young Lando Calrissian!
Ah! You guys excited for this?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me?
Hello.
Gotta give Han more time.
If you're going to make a movie about a young Han Solo, you need a young Lando. Well, the part has been cast. It's Donald Glover, and I think we all agree, perfect. You may remember him as Troy Barnes on Community. Troy and Abed in the morning nights. Now he's on the FX comedy Atlanta, which he created, and he raps under the name Childish Gambino. He was also recently cast in the upcoming Spider-Man reboot, but there's been no word on who he's playing. I hope it's the Prowler. The Han Solo movie is due out in 2018 with Alden Ehrenreich in the title role. Two important questions. Will he wear the cape? Because Lando's got to wear that cape.
Oh, that's so true. He has to.
Yeah. And the other, okay, Billy D. Williams is known as a spokesperson for a certain beverage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this person that wrote this article says, also, would he look as smooth and sophisticated drinking said beverage from the can? Would he look as great as Billy D. did?
We interviewed Billy D a few years
back.
And he's a painter. So he just paints all the time. And he might have been kicking back a few of them.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's because he's a painter. Sometimes when you paint.
Calm down, Billy.
I painted my wife's nails this weekend, and I was like, hey.
What?
Hey. Hey.
I'm Billy D.
Hold on a second. Let me just paint this tree
right here. You got to wear a mask if you're going to paint anything. Because if you don't.
Fix so many things.
Man.
Oh, man. Okay. This is going to set back the anti-bro movement.
Uh-oh.
Anti-bro movement?
Like 25 years.
Chad Brown?
Because Axe body spray might actually make you more attractive.
No!
Yep.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Don't say it!
According to a new study by the University of Stirling in England, Axe body spray actually does make less attractive men more appealing to women. The researchers say the formula in body sprays has enough pheromones to help uglier guys smell more appealing to women.
A little more.
So, Dex.
A little more.
Is that why you bought the case of Axe?
I walked in
this morning and he had a case.
Man.
It's true, guys.
It does come in helpful when you're CrossFit and they have that little Dove stuff.
It comes in helpful?
Yeah, comes in helpful, man.
Beautiful.
Comes in helpful.
You know what? Give me that axe.
No.
Put it in the microwave.
Oh, gosh.
No, dude.
Guys.
Listen.
This was on Daniel's guest.
Okay. You don't. I don't know. Whoa, 17 minutes? That seems a bit excessive.
Rest. Fire this bad boy up.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. It's going to blow up like the phone.
I'm going away. I don't want to.
It's
going to
blow up like the phone. I'm taking it out.
Don't take it out. Don't touch it.
The door is stuck. The door is
stuck. It's open now. There goes Daniel's computer. You know you're going to have to replace that.
I'm not replacing anything.
Who remembers a basketball player named old Scottie Pippen?
He was one of my favorite basketball players.
Heck yeah,
number 33, Chicago Bulls, and Jordan. They would light it up every night.
Yeah, they would. If you had to compare... Well, I think that might be a bad comparison. We'll say this. Scottie Pippen is the C-3PO to Jordan's R2-D2.
Okay, all right. I can get down
He was
that.
Always there.
Yeah.
He was always with the assist, but he was never quite as popular as Jordan.
Yeah, it's true.
Probably never quite as talented.
Oh, I don't know.
He wasn't, you know what? I'll
Hang on, let me ask you this. Who's the greatest basketball player
Michael
of all time?
Michael
Jordan, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're right.
Well, he also messed something else up. He messed up the Take Me Out to the Ball Game song.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball.
Okay.
I don't care if I'm
Knocker Jacks. I don't care if I
ever come back. It's root for the
Cubbies.
Yeah.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Why is
one?
No.
Dose.
Three.
Trace.
You're out at the ball game. Let's go, Cubbies.
It sounds like Scottie Pippen was hanging out with Billy D. Williams, too.
You would think that he would know how to sing the song.
Sounds like
he'd. Wait, why? Why would you think he would know?
Well, if they asked me to sing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game song at a Major League Baseball game, I would make sure I knew the song.
Gosh, that's so.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like the national. Well, it's not like the national anthem, but it can be likened unto that. It's like the other day when we did that remote, and then that guy, Smooth Steve, he sang it and he messed it up.
Do you think?
But he just sang it so confidently, he just kept going, and nobody.
Yeah, he repeated
the first verse.
First verse,
or like the first phrase of the first verse. He did it twice.
I didn't even notice.
We heard you, Steve.
I didn't even notice. He had a beautiful voice.
He did have.
Oh man,
Scottie Pippen was nervous.
A 16-year-old in Georgia got kicked in the head playing soccer, slipped into a coma for 3 days last month, and when he woke up, he could only speak Spanish. Even though he had never spoken it before. He's back to speaking English now, And he thinks he picked up Spanish from hearing his friends speak it. We got a clip.
The Georgia teen was playing goalie for his travel soccer team. You see him there when he was kicked in the head by an opponent. He was airlifted to the hospital where he spent 3 days in a coma. When he finally regained consciousness, he only spoke Spanish, a language his parents say he has never spoken fluently before.
Sometimes I daze out. Sometimes, like, I feel like I'm not there, but I am.
Boy, that's scary. Now, obviously, his ability to speak English has returned, and the teen says he believes he subconsciously remembers Spanish from listening to his friends and his brother speak the language in the past.
Wow, that is so bizarre, isn't it? But I've heard this happening before, that people will pick up a language that really had, that they've never even been around before.
That is crazy. My dad speaks fluent Spanish, and I can't speak a second of it. he would be so impressed. But
Trabajar, man. Trabajar.
That's weird, man.
I know. It is weird. Something else that's weird but is actually really happening is Girl Scout cookie breakfast cereal.
Gross, man.
What's gross?
General Mills just announced that Girl Scout cookie breakfast cereal is coming soon. Gonna have a Thin Mints flavor.
Yes.
Caramel Crunch flavor.
Oh, yeah.
From the pictures on the boxes, they really do look like cookies in a bowl.
Man.
Both of them are coming out in July.
Why do they have to do this to me?
Or, I'm sorry, January. Oh, they'll only be available for a limited time.
You don't want that, man. Mm-hmm. You don't want that.
I had a tough day eating yesterday, guys.
What?
I've been doing pretty well. And yesterday I had a I've been staying away from fast food. But for some reason, when my wife texted me and said, ask the kids what they want from, you know, this Golden Arches place, mm-hmm, I said, I'll have a fry and Coke. And I ate those fries.
Yeah,
dang, dude.
And I drank that Coke.
No, dude.
And then later on, I had a root beer.
Oh, gosh.
And you are just...
I can't remember the last time I had a soft drink.
Dex, you've really let yourself go.
I did.
Like, for real.
I gained like 10 pounds yesterday. Just for
Me.
But you know what? I'm okay.
You look great.
I'll jump back on the wagon today, hitting the gym.
It's too late, man.
No, it's not.
It's too late.
All right, more headlines on the way. It's New Music Tuesday. Need your feedback. We'll play this new music. 585 Live. You can also chime in on the conversation. We got a letter. We have the top reasons you won't be watching the World Series.
Oh, I'm watching.
We'll see about that. After this list, you might not want to watch.
No, I'll be watching.
We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, it's got to be good.
What?
Tell me.
No, nothing.
Tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Tell me.
There's just nothing tell.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Seven 13 on a New Music Tuesday.
Woo. High today of 76 degrees.
How the roads? Traffic.
Still got that accident west of the city. It looks like one lane has been open. The left lane is reopened. Two semis and one car were involved. Giant rollover accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 West at Atrisco Vista Boulevard. Watch out for that. Let's see. Lots of road construction all around the city. Be very careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up, The Walking Dead. Steve-O?
Yeah?
What are we going to talk about with The Walking Dead?
Man, so many things. We've had a lot of people actually chiming in on it, which was very interesting considering we are a Christian format station, all of us here believers. The idea of what we take in, the idea of what we watch, and oddly enough, a lot of people, pastors included. I mean, we had people chiming in on this last weekend's season premiere of that television show, and some people are asking the question of whether or not this particular television show went too far. We won't talk in depth about that.
Yeah.
But it's causing
people in the television industry to rethink the rating system because, man, yeah, it's pretty overwhelming.
7:30, so, we'll talk about it.
7:30. Bill.
7:30.
7:30, Bill.
Bill.
Bill, 7:30.
Let's jump into New Music Tuesday.
Okay. Now, this next song is from Chris Kilala. He's part of Jesus Culture Music. You've probably heard him singing on Your Love Never Fails and Fierce. If you're a Jesus Culture fan, that's who we're talking about. And he's putting out a solo record called Split the Sky. It's coming out November 11th. And this is the first single from the album. It's called Won My Heart. We want to know what you guys think about it. Does it win your heart?
585 Live. You can text us or Star 88FM on Facebook. Chris Kilala.
It's Kilala.
Kilala.
Come on. No,
Kilala. You can do it.
Kilala.
Ohana means family.
I'm gonna do it to you like I do to Johnny. Dex, watch me. Kilala.
Kalala.
Close. Good job. Johnny is way smarter than
that track is called Won My Heart. And yes, he is. It's New Music Tuesday. What do you think? What do you think of Chris Kilala?
Well, what I was saying off the air there was if you're part of a huge worship machine like Jesus Culture, this is how you put out a solo project. This is what you do. This is original, and I know, obviously, he's got influences, and you could compare it to whatever, but I never would have heard this song and said, that's the guy that sings Fierce.
Right.
You know? Not even ever. So I think it's great.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
It's really good. I liked it. Enjoyed it. Facebook.com/Star88FM. You can leave a comment on what you think, or 505-585-LIVE.
Nice.
Text in.
I do agree with Liveline. They say it's good, but it's a little too slow for the AM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean on Facebook says he digs it. Thebe says this didn't win mine.
Oh, Thebes.
Oh, give it another, give it another shot. Give it another shot.
It's not going to get everybody.
Sometimes it takes a couple times.
I just appreciate the fact that this dude, you know, broke out and did something actually original.
Mm-hmm. 7:21, good morning.
High today of 76 degrees. It's a little cold today, man. Gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
Well, let's go over some World Series randoms because, of course, tonight...
Yes!
...in Cleveland, the Chicago Cubs are taking on the Cleveland Indians. ESPN asked their panel of experts who they thought would win, and 26 of them... went with the Cubs!
We're singing now. Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs!
Go Cubs, go!
Cubbies!
Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win.
Only six of them think Cleveland can do it.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
I think it's going to be a closer game than people realize. And it's in Cleveland. I don't know. It's going to be a good series.
Boston University has sent the Cleveland Indians some dirt from Braves Field, which is the site of their last World Series title in 1948.
Whoa.
Come on, guys. It's getting a little superstitious out there.
Some Cleveland fans are hoping to keep the Cubs' curse alive by bringing goats to the stadium.
Oh, I've heard about this. We talked about this a long time ago on the morning show.
Yep, apparently they're just walking around outside the gates hoping to,
refresh
get that
my memory
of the Billy Goat. Well, if you're not familiar, the legend has it that the owner of a bar called the Billy Goat Tavern showed up at Wrigley Field during their last World Series.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost my place. Oh, in 1945. With a goat. He showed up with a goat. Whoa!
Dex, we gotta work on your goat stuff. It's weird.
He wasn't allowed to stay because, well, it's a goat. And even though he had a ticket for the goat, they wouldn't let him in. So he allegedly said, quote, "Them Cubs, they ain't gonna win no more." That's the curse
that's
of Billy.
That's literally
goat.
It?
Yeah. They wouldn't let him in because he had a goat. Even though he bought a ticket for his goat. And
beautiful.
And that's the curse. That's been the curse. That's why the Cubs haven't won.
Just one random dude with a goat?
Yeah, just one random dude with a goat.
There wasn't like a weird freaky seance and like purple clouds over
there. They had a devil seance?
Like, I don't know, man.
You know
maybe later on.
Do you know what I mean?
Here's like, the thing. Curses are bad. And that's how you know it's real. Thank you, goat. Also you, goat. And you too, goat.
There's a petition going around demanding that Bob Uecker replace Joe Buck on the World Series broadcast.
Oh, man. That would be pretty cool.
Bob is 82.
Oh, man. That would be cool. But Joe Buck does a good job. He does.
Okay.
I don't mind Joe Buck.
I guess the idea came up because Bob played an Indians broadcaster in the Major League movies. And of course, we talked about Charlie Sheen, you know, doing the Cleveland Indian wild thing. It's not happening.
No.
What about Henry Rowengardner? Has anybody reached out to him?
Who?
Henry Rowengardner for the Cubs.
Oh, right.
Rookie of the Year.
Sorry. Whatever.
Rookie of the Year. That was a good movie.
Not way less good than Major League. Come on.
Starred in it.
Mm-hmm. Now I've got the top reasons you won't be watching the World Series.
Pretty sure I'm going to be watching.
No, not after this list. You will not be watching the World Series.
Hit me with it.
Because there's not enough potential for head injuries. I mean, we love football and we love those head injuries, and baseball just can't bring the head injuries.
Disagree. Did you see the season premiere of The Walking Dead?
Stop
baseball
it.
Bat.
Wrong.
Head injuries.
That's a good point. You're actually too traumatized from the season premiere of The Walking Dead to watch anyone else swinging a bat.
Stop it, everyone. Stop.
One of the reasons I won't be watching.
Everyone, stop it.
You've also vowed to not even turn on your TV until a month after Election Day.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of you have just turned the TV
off. That's good. That's true, too.
If the Cubs win, you know they'll eventually cut to Eddie Vedder in the stands, and there's something unsettling about seeing him smile.
What?
Living in Chicago, you're too busy trying not to get murdered. So,
that's
real.
I think they have a lot to worry about. If you live in Chicago, the city's bad right now.
Yeah, but they need some hope, which is why they're going to be watching the World Series.
Maybe the Cubbies could turn it around.
It's going to happen, guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to unite a city. Booyah. By the way, it's raining outside.
Beautiful. You just can't wait to see this World Series get turned into some really bad Kevin Costner movie. So you'll probably end up waiting until that comes out. So you don't need to watch the World Series.
Kevin Costner does great baseball movies.
Reasons you won't be watching the World Series tonight. Well, it's because you're still binge-watching the 2015 World Series. It's very long. It's very long. Hopefully they get done by the time the first pitch happens tonight.
You know what? I'm tired of you dissing baseball!
And the World Series, it's actually more boring than the documentary Ken Burns made about it.
You take that back right now. I have seen that entire documentary.
Boring.
Ken Burns' baseball is phenomenal. Ugh.
Yeah, World Series, totally rigged.
Can't work.
Just like this year's election.
It's true.
Okay.
It's all rigged.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You don't need to watch. Those are some reasons why you're not watching the World Series tonight. And it's baseball. Baseball.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sorry, man.
It's going to be good.
I already have some scheduled shows that are... what time does the game come on tonight?
6:08.
6:08 our time. All right.
That's real.
Well, and another reason I don't have to watch is because Steve-O's going to watch, and then he can just give us all
That's true. We'll just get all the updates from
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I'm going to be late on the game watching, though, because Brody's got his end-of-season baseball party tonight.
Hooray!
It's just baseball and baseball and baseball, man.
Baseball
life. They wouldn't cancel
life.
That?
What?
Why wouldn't they cancel that? For
what?
Baseball people, this is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's game one. Nothing's getting decided.
See, this is what I don't get about these baseball
I don't know
fans.
Either, buddy.
Well, he just said it. It's game one.
I know. It's like, game one. I thought the season was over. It was yesterday, but this is the first one of the next one.
No, game one of the World Series, Brody's T-ball season came to a close, so we have a little T-ball party tonight.
Is it a game?
Yep. No. It's just a party.
It's been 1,000 years since the Cubs made it to the World Series.
Okay.
Beautiful.
1945, they made it to the World Series.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, Steve-O, I'm with you, brother. What is up with the hate of baseball, man?
I don't know. These guys just don't like sports.
You need to hug them and tell them to chill.
It's dumb.
I don't know.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
See you, buddy. What did he say? Wasn't paying attention.
Were you picked on by jocks in high school?
No, I was the jock.
Yeah, so...
I was the athlete.
America's pastime, man.
I played Little League.
How can you... Oh, man. Baseball.
I just never got into baseball, man. It's just super long and boring. Sorry. When we come back. Walking Dead? Walking Dead?
No spoilers. No, we're not going to talk about it in that regard.
We're not going to go in depth with the episode, and we're not going to do that. But a lot of people have been asking,
yeah,
you know.
Thoughts on it,
yeah, how do
in
you,
general.
How do you handle The Walking Dead? How do you guys handle The Walking Dead? We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's going on in the news today?
Most polls show Democrat Hillary Clinton ahead of Republican Donald Trump. Trump is saying those polls are wrong.
A few weeks ago, Trump told the New Hampshire crowd he loves to cite the polls when he's ahead, with survey after survey showing Clinton up in most swing states and widening her national lead. Trump is now lashing out against those polls. He told a Florida crowd that he's winning the race and tweeted similar views. He said online that Democrats are making up phony polls. Many Floridians are already voting. More than 1 million mail-in ballots have already been cast, and in-person early voting starts today. Underscoring Florida's importance to Trump's game plan, he'll be here tomorrow for a third straight day.
Secretary of State John Kerry today called his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to express concern over the resumption of airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russia ended its unilateral pause in fighting yesterday and is now ramping up airstrikes. The UN says it wasn't able to get aid and medical help into Aleppo during the lull because the security remained uncertain.
A win for workers back on the job at two bourbon distilleries.
Welcome to the program. Hello, America.
Hi.
737.
Oh, 76 degrees. That's your high today.
Still raining out there?
Oh, you betcha.
Looks like it. All right, so don't forget, west of the city, semi-rollover accident. The right lane is blocked. The left lane's reopened. Two semis and one car involved. Also, a new accident to report, Unser Boulevard at Rainbow. A multi-car accident there out on the west side. Looks like something's going on around Osuna and I-25 around that area. You guys be careful driving this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 9:15. There's never been a moment. This guy right here, Micah Tyler, will be on the program. YouTube star. / rock star. You're forever, it don't matter. Can't wait. 9:15. And right after this New Music Tuesday track, Walking Dead.
Man, I don't know, guys.
Okay, the final track for today's New Music Tuesday is a new song from Paper Route. It's from their new record, Real Emotion. I don't think we really need to introduce it. Every song we've played on the station from this band has been met with rave reviews, and I don't expect this one to be any different. It's called Balconies. Tell us what you think about it at facebook.com/star88fm.
Can I say one thing before I hit this button? Just one thing.
Please.
Parents, don't leave the channel because I said we're going to talk Walking Dead because you got kids in the car. We're actually going to talk whether or not we should be watching The Walking Dead.
It's definitely, yeah, and it's not just The Walking Dead. Programming in general.
Also,
we won't spoil anything.
No.
Yeah, no spoilers. We're not going to discuss the episode or anything like that. So please, you don't have to be worried, okay?
Okay.
All right. New Music Tuesday with Paper Route, Balconies. Just going to keep my arms up, guys.
Good grief.
I'm not going to put them down.
If you don't have their new record, Real Emotion, seriously, what are you doing?
It's so good.
That was one of the best songs I've heard in a very long time.
That is a jam and a half.
Yeah.
I can't put my arms down, guys.
Is it because of CrossFit or because of the song?
He's reaching for the balcony.
I mean, yesterday was pretty tough.
He was reaching.
Lots of wall balls, lots of ball slams.
Brandy C. says it right. She says, a little synth is good for the soul. Sounds like the perfect jam for a rainy fall day.
Yeah,
good
dude.
Grief.
Yeah, just staring out the window at the rain and that song's coming down. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. Tell us what you think. 585 Live. You can text in your feelings.
The crazy thing to me is, in my personal opinion, that's not even the best song on that record.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
There are a couple more that are just monsters.
Dang.
There's a song called Pretend that is legitimately, if it could get a push, it would be a monster, like a hit.
Weren't they in town this year?
Paper Route?
I don't think they came this year. I think that might have been last year.
We would have been there.
Yeah. Because that's a band I definitely would get up off the couch to go watch.
That, dude, guys, I don't think you understand what just happened.
That's a huge thing.
He just admitted he would get off his couch for this band. Wow.
I know. I've never said that before.
That's huge, guys.
I might get up off the couch.
Wait, did you just change it to might? Lazy. Yeah, that is a band I would definitely... Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, pondered it for a second, and I'm thinking,
sweaty.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot of work to go to shows these days.
You know, it's legitimately just standing up, getting in your car, and driving.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot more than that, guys.
So much work.
Especially if it's during the weekday.
Mentally, you have to conquer your social anxiety.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be there.
Gosh.
Anyways. All right. Let's talk about The Walking Dead, or just in general, TV.
You know, what
we're watching, because a lot of people have been texting us about The Walking Dead. Are you guys going to talk about it? And, of course, we're not going to talk about the episode. No.
We're not going to spoil
anything. About the episode.
Not going to spoil anything. We could definitely still talk the episode, the hype leading into it. It was one of the most hyped season premieres in television history. Mm-hmm. And so it's no wonder that it was the most talked about thing. Including people chiming in, like Melissa, who sent us an email that said, I watched the episode last night, heart pounded the entire time, felt sad, sick to my stomach, great episode, but terrible at the same time. But then says, one of the best shows on TV. We have many friends who love this show. And not just like, oh, well, they must not be Christian. We're talking like pastor friends of ours. You know what I mean? Definitely never, ever giving it the thumbs up. In fact, before... the season premiere, my 10-year-old mentioned the fact that his best bud loves this show, and my heart sank. Mm. Because there's no way that anyone under the age of 57 should be... Bill Peterson is the only person that should be watching this show.
It's true.
It's a hard show, and it's not just The Walking Dead. We are currently living in this age where... storytelling has taken a turn. It's not just about character development anymore, and it's not just about, like, you look at the 70s and think about Jaws and the fact that you never really saw him until, you know, towards the end of the film, and the suspense that drove it was the narration, the music,
the blood.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it was very, it left a lot to your imagination.
The
Walking Dead series premiere this last Sunday night left zero room for imagination. It was one of the goriest, most vile episodes of television.
No mistake about it. The Walking Dead, there's been some pretty over-the-top moments throughout the, season 7?
Yeah, season 7.
This took it to a whole other level.
So much so that the Parents Television Council, which is, I mean, they're a conservative watchdog group. I mean, this is what they do. Mm-hmm. But they are wanting to try and get a new rating that goes beyond TVMA. Because this isn't a premium channel. This isn't an HBO show. This isn't Showtime or Cinemax. This was on AMC. And it's a channel that you can flip through. Thankfully, I have parental locks on our television. So if that had been playing and my kids were thumbing through, they would have to enter a code in order to see anything. It just kind of blanks everything out. No sound. It was violent. It was so violent that people are calling for changes with the television rating. And they're there's a new club on the scene, guys. It's not the Babysitter's Club.
No.
It's the Walking Dead Quitters Club. And many people are saying, anyways, that they're done, that they'll never watch another episode again because it wasn't even, I mean, according to this article, essentially what they called it was torture porn masquerading as drama. They said it wasn't even about telling a story anymore. It was cheap tension leading the audience to believe that one person was going to die. We saw what happened. And then it gets worse and worse. And for me, man, I used to read this comic book, and the events of this season premiere, similarly but different, happened in the comic, and it was the last comic I ever read of The Walking Dead. I put it down. And I was like, I don't need this in my life. We watch television for many different reasons, sometimes to a kind of as an escape or because we enjoy the character development, whatever it is. But sometimes it can just become too much. So was it is the big question, I think, for a lot of people. Phone lines are open.
585 Live, you can text in or call us at 338-3700. Thoughts? Good morning.
Good morning.
Cool. Good morning.
Yeah, now we're going back to the boycott.
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
It's not a boycott.
Come on, man. You know, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. If you don't want your kids to watch it, don't watch it.
That's
but
exactly
you do
got to
watch Netflix season 3, Black Mirror, because that is pretty dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. There's a difference between.
Later.
Yeah.
Later,
all right. I hate that word, man, because there's such a difference between just deciding you're calling it a day.
Yeah.
Like when I quit reading the comic book, I didn't like draw up a sign and stand outside of comic shops talking about how the comic book was like, you know, graphic and disgusting. I just didn't give it my money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Well, being The Walking Dead is expected, especially with what happened in this episode. Read every comic on there, and it was pretty expected, except for the other guy that.
No spoilers.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Ended up getting, you know, it, but.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was expected. I mean, and no kids should watch that show.
But what about adults? I mean, we say no kids should, but what about us as adults?
Adults is fine. I mean, there's adults watching way worse stuff than that. But
that's
the gory was on another
most...
level. I mean, and even the language. But with the comic itself, the way Negan speaks in the comic book is toned a lot down.
That's very true. That's
so
but they're, but hold on,
it
there's
goes
been
hand in hand, but I mean, it's your choice to watch it.
Yeah,
you're not forced to sit there and watch it. But you know, for as far as they took it to a whole other level, and there's probably going to be some sanctions for what happened in that show.
All right, man, thank you. This is my thing. There's been times throughout The Walking Dead where they don't follow the comics exactly,
right?
And there were times where things in the comic book were, I mean, really, really gnarly and bad.
Oh, yeah, awful.
And they didn't go down that road when they could have.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have done the same thing they've been doing throughout all these seasons where they didn't have to go to that level.
Right.
They didn't have to do it. They could have made it just as good with not showing what they showed.
This is what I want to read IGN's verdict on it. They do. It's that website we always reference. And they... The way they summed it up, I think is perfect. Walking Dead season 7 premiere was an uncomfortable crawl through broken glass with an escalating sense of cruelty that never let up until the survivors were left on the road to scoop up their loved ones. Morgan's Negan provided some moments of levity, if you could even consider it that, and the big twist was a shocker. But you want to leave an episode feeling shaken and riveted, not numb and in need of a shower.
And
that's totally how
most of us felt exactly like.
I agree with you guys. I feel like they could have done it and left a little more to the imagination.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, well, there it was.
Yeah, they stepped over the line. Like, we've never seen it that gruesome before.
It was gruesome.
Yeah, well, man, it's getting blown up. Somebody chimed in and said, Walking Dead equals torture porn. A new line has been drawn. What's next? Chopping up kids? Yeah, it was true to the comic, but does that mean that the comic was right? Also said, calling something adult, is that an excuse for sin? Man, live line's blowing up. Just because we can watch something as adults doesn't mean we should watch something as adults. We need to use God-given wisdom to make these decisions being led by the Holy Spirit. But then on the flip side, people are going, come on, dude, it's just a TV show. Somebody else said, are all three of you guys going to stop watching now? Which is a good question.
We didn't say we were.
Yeah. Somebody else chimed in and said, I get where everybody's coming from on The Walking Dead, but what about sex in shows like Game of Thrones or Jessica Jones? Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. But I don't think it's like it's just violence. I mean, sex is wrong, but violence is, I grew up in that household. I did. I grew up in that household where if it was like something going on sexually, my mom, it's just like the TV's off, everything's going. But on the flip side, it was like, but Nightmare on Elm Street 3, I hear it's great. I'm not even joking. Like, horror movies were fair game, but anytime it came to anything sexual, it was like, oh, well, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, both aren't good, you know? Do we need to be ingesting that? Do we need to be watching it? And yes, it's season 7 of a gnarly show that I've watched. I've read the comic book.
Yeah.
I understand people going, dude, it's par for the course. It's The Walking Dead. But the season premiere this year was not par for the course.
No, it was.
They've never done anything like this. Shout out to the people involved in the prosthetics, if you will.
Yeah.
The people involved in the makeup department.
Yeah.
But it left nothing to the imagination, and it was just.
It was rough.
Gnarly, man. It felt like cheap theatrics.
Yeah. 338-3700. Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem, guys. My thing is, they went so big and over the top. How are their ratings? I'm assuming their ratings are kind of slipping a little bit.
That's what I'm curious to see. I'm sure we're going to see the ratings huge on Sunday. But then I want to see what happens next weekend.
Right. Because
I want to see where their last season ratings were in the season before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious to see that too.
I think that's what the catalyst is for this type of behavior. I mean,
so check this out,
you guys.
The ratings for Sunday night, 17 million viewers.
Wow.
It beat everything else.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a huge margin.
It wasn't their biggest ratings ever.
Mm.
It was not The Walking Dead's.
Yeah, the season 5 premiere had 17.3. Wow. So this was almost there.
Yeah,
but not quite.
It was close. But I'm curious to see what happens this week, because it was trending on Sunday night, the Quitters Club, The Walking Dead Quitters Club. People are saying, "I'm done, it's too much."
Yeah, a lot of people saying
that.
Ironically enough, I don't think it's so much this is what I'm worried about, and this is just a concern. And to some of you who are writing on the live line, calling us names, you're not going to agree with this at all. But that's fine. The only thing that concerns me is the glamorization of a villain like Negan, because that dude is a villain. He is a villain. Yeah. He is evil.
Yes.
And we see that. It's obvious. But the problem is, in our culture, you got kids watching this, and they're like, I want to be like that. And I know you could say that for anything, but there's something a little more cerebral about a villain like Negan that for some reason people look up to that and they respect that.
Well, they make this killer look cool.
Well, and we see it.
The way he talks.
We see it in many, many areas of our culture. And I'm not just talking about kids at this point. Sometimes the most respected person in the room is the person that does whatever he wants to do in that moment.
Right.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah. Yep.
Call.
Negans grow up to run for president.
585 Live. You can text in or you can call us at 338-3700. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Dex, Steve-O, and Taya.
I'm psyching myself up. Ah!
Ah! The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Morning.
New Music Tuesday continues. It is 8:03.
High today, 76. Let's take a look at traffic. There's just a lot going on. 25 southbound, once you hop off Alameda or Paseo. Starting to get a little slow down there, down to about 11 miles an hour. See, we got an accident, Unser and Rainbow, multi-car accident. Also, a little north of that, Universe at Paseo, another accident. Out west of the city, there was a semi rollover about 5:30 this morning. Two semis, one car involved. The right lane is still blocked. Left lane is open, but traffic moving very slow along that route. And once you hop on to 40 eastbound off of Unser, all the way up to Coors and a little east of there, bit of a traffic slowdown. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic!
You can text the show at 585-LIVE if you want to chime in, share your thoughts, feelings, emotions, whatever. Or call us at 338-3700. Before the break, we were talking about The Walking Dead. Of course, if you are in the middle of a complete social media blackout, then you know that Sunday night's season premiere of The Walking Dead was brutal.
Brutes.
A lot of people saying, I'm done.
Done's
I'm
up.
Quitting. I'm out. They took it way too far. And a lot of people have been chiming in, texting us since it aired, wondering our thoughts, if we watched it, are we done watching it? And then we're not discussing, we're not talking about what happened in
the episode.
We're not going to spoil anything or talk about the things that happened in the episode. But we're just kind of talking about that and also in TV in general, mm-hmm. and what we consume. Should kids be allowed to watch stuff like this? No.
No.
Absolutely not. And they're even calling, who was it? It was the PTC president, Tim Winter, called for a rating higher than TVMA for this level of violence. Because mm-hmm. this was...
Phew. It should be TVMA exclamation point.
Yeah. And they had a big message before the episode. I didn't read it because, you know, but it was definitely a long message talking about the gore and violence that was going to be in the episode. Mm-hmm. So they warn you. But they're calling for a higher rating, which I think is a great idea.
But does it matter?
Yeah.
Probably not to some parents. Or
but I mean, if it's already MA, right, it's like, hey, you should be like a solid 18 to watch this.
Maybe it should be like MA Extreme.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think for us adults, you know, each of us have to make our own decision whether or not, you know, we're going to watch a show like The Walking Dead. As an adult, we have to make that decision on our own.
Yeah.
And if they put a higher rating system than just TVMA, then I know that's next level. That's probably the line for me or you that's watching that is going to take it too far and you're not going to watch it. So I think it's fine.
I'm very interested to see what happens this weekend with the ratings, because obviously we said it was just underneath season 5's premiere as the highest rated episode of The Walking Dead. However, TV Line, which is, you know, they monitor this stuff, they did a poll immediately after. 49% of TV Line readers, viewers gave it an A as an episode, while 23% actually gave the episode an F. Whoa. As a grade. More than 50% said the episode went too far in its graphic depiction of what happened. And 36% of people claimed they will never watch the series again.
Hmm.
It's going to be interesting. Because here's what's not going to be great. If we really don't want this kind of violence, if we really think this is too much, if, you know, all we can do is stop watching. But if we proclaim and cry out that this is too far, it's too much, it's disgusting, nobody needs to see this, and then we continue watching, then the writers, producers, and everybody involved in the show goes, yep, we were right. You know? Mm. Because that's exactly what Robert Kirkman, when events like this happened in the comic book, it was, people cry foul all the time. I'm done! I'll never watch this again! I can't believe blah, 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 blah. And then they give it a week, and it's like calmed down enough where they're like, yeah, okay, well, I gotta see where the story's going. And they're right, all these writers and the way that they do it, because they believe they know what we want. this is what you guys want to see. This is what you need. This is what you want in your life. And if we say, nah, this is not what I want, it's not what I need, but then continue to watch it, then they've, quote, won, you know, then they're right. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens this Sunday.
3700. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hey, it's Nighthawk.
Hey, what Nighthawk. Up, Nighthawk?
Hey, so I'm glad you brought this subject up. I talked to Steve-O about it a little bit a while ago, and I'm very confused about why some people think, why we as believers believe that it's okay to expose ourselves to such things, this being like extreme torture or things like Game of Thrones where there's tons of nudity and sex and everything like that. The Bible strictly speaks against sexual immorality and violence when not provoked. And Paul, he talks about, you know, thinking about things that are good, you know, whatever, Philippians 4:8, whatever is good report, you know, think of such things. And why is it that some people think that we can actually go up right up against a line with the Ten Commandments? I know a lot of people think that the Old Testament is outdated, but, you know, the Ten Commandments are, even Jesus said, love your enemy or love your neighbors as you love yourself. And how is this the show doing that? And also, how are we being a light to others when we're saying, hey, it's okay to go right up against the line? It's not actually participating, we're just watching it. You know, we can't actually be a light to others and say, hey, this is wrong. We're all we're doing is desensitizing ourselves and opening ourselves up for destruction.
Good thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm curious as far as like the watching a television show or a film or something and going against the Ten Commandments. That was interesting. Is it like a form of idolatry or what do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, like with things like Game of Thrones, you're exposing yourself to a lot of nudity and graphic stuff. And, you know, the Bible specifically says you should not covet your neighbor's wife, you know. That goes right up against the line. From coming from a personal experience, I've had issues with pornography. And my wife and I are still going through stuff. And I can speak to the fact that that touches all the same buttons. You're just looking at pornography or just any kind of nudity on the screen touches the same buttons as it would if someone were to actually go out and sleep with someone else.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree with what you're saying there.
I can speak. I mean, I know that some people have different views, and I'm not going to squash that. However, I don't see how it's right to expose oneself to something that is not good. You know, Paul said, again, you know, all things are permissible, but not all things are good for you. Mm-hmm. Why should we do things that aren't good for us? Why should we do things that are not going to...
Isn't that up to the individual, though?
Yeah, I would say, because there's a lot in that. I mean, it's very generalized, right? Because to one who, I mean, something is simple, not to dumb it down, I'm completely in agreement with you on what we expose our eyes to, because we have been called to make a covenant with our eyes not to look lustfully after women. That is on us. We know in Matthew 5:28, Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've already committed adultery. We know these things. But I also think that there's a line where personal conviction over something, whether it's watching TV or something like drinking caffeine. I know people who won't expose themselves, quote unquote, to something like that because it's a drug. On the flip side, we drink coffee in the morning when we get here. You know, we get here quite early.
Look at what sugar does to the brain. Does the same thing that cocaine does
to
the brain.
Right, sugar. Yeah, absolutely. And so it's a good conversation, but we can't overgeneralize a personal conviction and say, no Christian, I don't understand how any Christian ever could expose themselves to chocolate cake. Or I don't understand how any Christian, because we can't put that on an individual. When it comes to sexual immorality, I agree with you implicitly. But we can't. Go ahead.
But what you're saying is overgeneralizing it. You know, we're not talking about chocolate cake. We're talking about violence and other things like that.
you know, nudity, stuff that is inherently not good for people to be seeing in any way. I mean, we talked about, you know, just the other day you had a show on about the slave trade in modern America, in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. How are shows like that going to help things? I mean, that's just going to desensitize us to that very issue.
Are you talking about Priceless, the movie that came out?
Well, there's that too, but okay. I'm talking about, you actually had some people on, I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, some sort of event, and you had some people speaking about that issue.
Yeah. Oh, drug court?
And how they,
well,
how
no,
they,
I'm thinking how the A21 one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I forget who it was, but yeah, you had some people come on and say, or explain what they do and how they help those girls that are in that that were in the trafficking industry, and then they were brought out. I mean, how are shows like this, and how are people that are trying to make a stand against those who watch those shows, how is that actually going to do that? You know, how are people that are not believers going to see the line? Because people who are not believers, they watch us. And if they see us watching things like that and then becoming desensitized to things like that, then they're going to say, well, what's the difference between what those guys are doing and what I'm doing? If that's what they're doing, if that's the line, if that's the difference, I'm no different than they are, and they're not going to see the fact that they need Messiah, they need Christ.
I hear what you're saying. I also feel like you may be putting a really heavy burden upon yourself.
Well, I think this.
I think, yeah.
Do you, because I've struggled with pornography too in my past, totally, and it's still like I believe when someone struggles with pornography, they're going to struggle with that for the rest of their life. And not everybody will agree with me on that, but I just think that's just how sin is. And different people struggle with different things. And so the way that, let's take nudity and use that as an example. For you and I, nudity affects us a certain way, but you know that it doesn't affect everyone that same way, right?
I think that's debatable. I mean...
But that's true. Like, nudity, everybody has different hang-ups. Yeah. I have a close friend who cannot watch violent anything because that's his big hang-up. But as it concerns nudity and stuff like that, that doesn't really affect him. It doesn't cause him to stumble as much as it might you or me.
So just because it doesn't cause him to stumble means that it's okay to do that?
I'm saying for him, it's different. Now, does it make it okay for me to watch a more violent program because he can't?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. And that's where we're falling in. So these standards that we have for ourselves, because we know ourselves the best, and we take God's word and we apply that in our own life, we can't take how it applies to us individually and blanket that across everyone.
Right.
No, I agree with that. I just think that we need to be careful about glorifying such things.
But I think that's why we're having this conversation. I think the entire purpose of this conversation is to spotlight that. Yeah. I don't think there's any glorification in what happened on The Walking Dead this weekend. That's why we're talking about it. It was very graphic. Do we need to be watching it? No. But I also think your argument trying to bring violence / nudity into the same conversation is also flawed. Watching something like that on television doesn't draw me to want to take a baseball bat to another human being. If anything, it draws this very solid divide of good versus evil. I think of Scott Derrickson. He's a director in Hollywood, solid believer, and the genre he chose to go into were horror films, specifically because in the genre of horror, you can highlight very clearly good versus evil. Do I go out and watch all of his films? Absolutely not. Do I want to continually just pour that into my... No, but he has a calling from the Lord, and that is what he is doing, and that is how he is showing the light of Jesus. And so to blanket it like you're doing and saying, all humanity ever, you know, maybe no television, no, it's a scary place. It's a really scary place.
Because you're saying that no one will find Christ through those things.
And I, man.
And that I don't agree with at all.
Yeah.
Because for a long time I worked at the Edge radio station where I played a lot of music that a lot of Christians would say was satanic, was from the devil. And I saw God use those. My job, those situations where I played those bands Yeah. And they found Christ through that. So I can't agree with you.
I think you're right. I mean, God can use anything that was meant for evil for good, and he can turn that around. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that we as believers should be careful about what we watch.
Amen. And so are we. Thank you so much, man.
I think the
thing where it was coming in is his example was the way we glorify things.
Yeah.
And there is a difference there. I don't feel like we're glorifying The Walking Dead right now.
Absolutely.
Just
not.
Because you're drawing attention to something does not necessarily mean that you are glorifying
it. That's why we need to have conversations about it.
If we couldn't draw attention to anything, then essentially the church would be sticking its head in the sand about everything around it. And that's something we can't do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not telling you, like, I hope the purpose of us, or I hope that everybody is understanding as we are sitting here talking about The Walking Dead. And I realized, too, because anytime we talk about anything, a few weeks ago, we talked about Luke Cage, and it was very ironic. Steve-O and I were in New York, and we got an email from one of the higher-ups here at Calvary saying, hey, guys, I didn't hear it, so I don't know what happened, but I just wanted to let you know.
Somebody in the congregation.
Yeah, we got a couple emails, and so I'm just sending it to you. It was super cool the way it came down.
Absolutely.
But the thing was, they heard us mention Luke Cage, and so they assumed that we were like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But the entire conversation was about how children should not watch Luke Cage, even though it's about a comic book.
Right.
That's not bringing glory to Luke Cage.
No.
That's saying, hey, guys, check it out.
Informing parents.
This isn't for kids. Don't let your kids watch this. This is a Marvel show. And you can take your kids to the Marvel movies. Doctor Strange comes out in a couple weeks. And those are always fine for kids. But Luke Cage is not fine for kids. And hopefully that's what's coming across right now with The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is this is not a children's show. And if what we're saying right now is... should it even be a show for anybody?
Right.
Because it really, really took it next level with the violence right now. Yeah. That is not Nighthawk. That is not glorifying that.
Absolutely not. Mm. Hey, speaking of Doctor Strange, Scott Derrickson, the horror genre filmmaker that I was talking about, the Christian, directed Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what happens because it deals with the supernatural and to see what he in turn does with Doctor Strange and those elements is going to be interesting.
Well, a lot of people want to chime in, so we'll get to your text messages. 585-LIVE if you want to chime in or 338-3700, but it's New Music Tuesday, so we got to jump into this track.
Oh, yeah, man, we got to get in there. This is Judah and the Lion. The track is called Take It All Back. Tell us what you think about it.
All right, ready?
Judah and the Lion, Take It All Back. New Music Tuesday.
Do it!
How do you feel about that song, Starmy? 585 Live. You can text in, or you can star 88 FM on Facebook us.
That's good. Oh, man.
Just Facebook us, guys.
Just Facebook us.
Well, it's Tuesday, guys.
It is Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday. That was one of the tracks. In case you guys are just randomly tuning in, every Tuesday on the 10 and 40, as close as we can get it, of every hour, we air a brand new song, and then we ask for feedback.
Thank you, thank you. That's a good track right there.
You like it? It's different.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's got a shine to it.
It does. Mm. It does. We're also discussing The Walking Dead, the episode. We're not jumping into the episode and spoiling anything. We're talking about if we should be watching shows like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Man, Liveline blew up. Nighthawk chimed in, and everybody went... Yeah. Somebody said, I don't know if I'm just getting old, but that devolved into just noise. I think that maybe was about the song, actually. So much going on.
Oh, yeah.
Synth and banjo. Somebody else said, this song confuses me. Hip-hop, country mixed together, then random banjo.
The, what's it called? Their record's like folk hop or something. They call it folk hop and roll or something like
really?
That. Yeah.
Someone said, I listen to you guys every day. I just have to say I appreciate all of the topics that you discuss. I can't tell you how many times it's sparked important conversations in our home. Mm. Thanks and keep it up. That's good to hear. I love it. We were talking about The Walking Dead season premiere. Is it too violent? Because the PTC president, Tim Winter, he's calling for a higher rating than just TVMA.
Is that going to do anything?
I don't know.
Not only was it like, this is for mature audiences only, there was like, I can't remember the last time on The Walking Dead where they showed like, just a write-up before the episode even started, like, this is graphic. This is awful. Don't watch our show. Here's the series premiere.
Yeah. And then your friend texted you. I like what they said. Mm-hmm. I didn't
wanna let me read it.
On blast or anything. But it's pretty good.
Ah, your friend.
I'm definitely sad to see. Let me rewind. Honestly, when you're talking about a show where people are eaten alive every episode, I think people are picking and choosing when it comes to what they're desensitized to and what they're not desensitized to. I'm definitely sad to see characters that I enjoy go and no longer be featured on the show, but overall, you have people complaining when there's such an episode and nobody important dies, so what do people really want?
Yeah.
When you start with the eating alive premise and then you try to grow the drama every episode, things are going to get crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, somebody just chimed in on the song and said, "Hey, cool, a Christian version of Mumford & Sons. That last caller will be so happy we're not exposing ourselves to secular music,
okay, everybody,
making
calm
us want
down.
To murder and watch porn."
Calm down, everybody. This is the thing. When people have personal struggles, it is very difficult not to. I think it's self-preservation, protection, and wanting to help other people. It's a very difficult line to walk.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you struggle with something personally,
yeah.
and then you see someone else that does not necessarily struggle with that.
Right.
Because you think, this is, whether or not you mean to, subconsciously, I'm speaking from experience, I think to myself, man, that's not fair that they don't struggle with this. I have a friend, one of my best friends from back home that has never, ever, ever struggled with pornography.
Yeah.
I have friends here with mm-hmm. the same thing. They've never struggled, never even cared yeah. about it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. For me, I have never cared about drugs, ever. Mm-hmm. I've never tried, not even weed. I've never even
right.
cared about it.
Yeah?
Are we the same person?
Some people.
It's interesting.
It is debilitating.
And that's what somebody said on the live line. Some people can watch shows that illustrate drug use, and they're okay with it, while some are not. The same can be said with sex, violence. The bottom line is we have a choice. We have to follow our conviction. Because mm-hmm. you're right. I'm a flip-sider, where it was like, you know, alcohol and drug, those were crutches in my life. Those were, man, very debilitating. Those were things that took over. But on the flip side, there are other things that I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have that battle. But we're all battling differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
338-3700, thanks for holding.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, Dex. Well, I never used to watch Walking Dead until I used to listen to The Edge, and then you and Buck were talking about it a long time ago, and I thought, I'm going to check
it out.
It's
good.
It's so good.
Good job.
Me and my kids watch it.
The Walking Dead.
You and your kids watch it?
Well, my kids are older. I mean, one's 23 and 12.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal.
Cool.
But I mean,
you're adults.
I mean, to me, I don't really care what anybody thinks. You can say, well, no, your opinion, you know, it doesn't matter. It's how you raise your kids and how you talk to your kids and how you... Shalom, this is the world, this is everything in it. But, like, everybody's calling, everybody's mad, everybody's this and that. But these are paid channels. I mean, you don't have to have these channels.
Very true.
Like the Imposter guy, you guys had him, Lex Luthor, I call him Lex Luthor, and always call him
what?
On your show, and I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to check out Imposter and see what it's about. And there's drug use, there's sex, there's all kinds of stuff on that.
Yep.
And he makes fun of God, he makes fun of this. And you had him on the show. Was I offended? No. I thought, great interview. You guys talked to a big star. Awesome. I saw him when he was on Smallville and all these cool things. But it's just, you can't lead a person to Christianity if they don't want to go. I mean, yeah. It's your choice. There's 911 Christians, and there's Christians that are faithful and truthful. And faithful and truthful are not going to sit there and watch The Walking Dead. It's just, if you're going to watch The Walking Dead, you're going to watch it so you could be offended. And you can have things to talk about with somebody, say, no, that was wrong. I understand it was graphic, it was bad. Anybody's looked at the comic book. If it's your first time to say, they were promoting it on another channel, and if you saw the promotion, you're like, I'm going to check this out. And you saw it, you're like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. But then the first episode they always bring back of the year is always the one that's going to be the biggest.
Mm, yeah.
And then it goes from there. And then, but the thing is, like I said, you can't sit there and try to make somebody pound in your head, don't watch this, don't watch this, it's bad, it's bad. Yeah, put a big rating on it, put this on it, put that on it. But it doesn't matter. It's people are going to watch it. There's people that are faithful to that show. There's people that are faithful to the pastor. There's like a lot of people that don't like Joel Osteen. I think he's a good guy. He's a good motivator. But there's people that cannot stand him.
Mm-hmm.
And and he's a follower of Christ. I mean, you can't pick and choose your battles and say, okay, you know, and then Christians, I mean, I come from things where I believe where, okay, I'm a Christian, I do this, I'm holy, holy, but then on the other side, you open the back door, and then they're doing something else that's not Christian-like, but they're telling you, hey, you should be a Christian and do these things like that. It doesn't, you can't have it both ways. You can't be a 911 Christian.
I just wanted to say thank you for following me over here. Listening to me all those years. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I turned you on to The Walking Dead.
You turned me and my kids, and we binge watched it the day after.
Oh, great. All right. That's good. Okay.
But I haven't listened to But honestly, guys, I haven't listened to your guys' shows. It's been a while because I kind of got turned off about. I mean, you guys, I like a lot of talking. I like the interaction you guys have. And I like how you guys do the news. You guys do this and that. But I wish you guys, nothing against anything, I wish you guys would just do more talking. Just talk about, you know, talk about good experiences you guys had. Just talk and kind of cut down the music a little bit. The music is a little too much.
Yeah. All right, we'll get rid of the music.
We'll get rid
no
of
more you know, music on our
man. Nothing wrong with playing the hits.
When you guys first started, you guys talked a lot. And it was so awesome. So me and my daughter would just talk about you all day long. We would text all day long. Did you hear what the guy said? Did you hear Tao singing this morning? Did you hear Tao being silly?
Beautiful.
Did you hear, you know, did you hear people wanting to get fired every day? And all that stuff makes us laugh.
Did you hear his racist comment this morning?
Here's the thing, though, bud. You tuned in on a bad day for that because it's New Music Tuesday. Yeah, this is the one day of the week where we actually play more music.
I hate New Music Tuesday because you guys, I love Christian music, but the thing is, I love your guys' interaction more.
Thanks, man.
You guys were just talk because Tara, my daughter, played me a thing that you sang yesterday about something under the bed.
Yep. Monster under the bed.
The monster you never knew you loved is the name of that hit.
It's a hit. It's a hit.
Huge thing.
It's almost big as Tao Pineapple Apple Steve.
You know, like I said, you guys do a great show, and if people say you interviewed the wrong person, you guys do this, it's not a perfect world. If it is, then I want to be in a perfect world, but there's no
stop it, you're giving me a big head. Stop it.
Man. Okay. There you go. Thanks, man. We got to move on. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks,
bud. Love you.
Man, phone lines are jammed.
Good grief.
All right, we got time. Like 30 seconds. We got to go to break.
30 seconds. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, 30 seconds. That's it. Quick question.
Okay.
What's the difference between the season premiere and all the other episodes? Zombies are getting their heads smashed in. Maggie's dad got his head chopped off. It's all the same.
We don't want to talk about that. Now, listen. I compare a walker to a cockroach.
Okay, 30 seconds. We're up. Thanks for calling.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
No, right. I think the difference in this episode was the, what's the best way? The attitude, the flippant attitude toward just killing different people that Negan displayed. And I guess that could be debated too. He's just a super malevolent.
I don't know.
Hot topic. Was The Walking Dead season premiere too violent? You guys are chiming in. Man, this is a big topic. We need to cover this all week, guys.
Okay, let's not and say we did.
In fact, New Music Tuesday is gone.
Okay,
deleting all the music.
Thinking we're going to come back with the song.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
What the heck?
I woke from my slumber to see you there. You had two wings, green eyes, and long brown hair. And I said, where did you come from? And you said, underneath your bed.
I hate you guys.
I'm the monster. You never knew that you loved. I'm the demon, but I'm not sent from above. I've come to take your soul beneath. Back with me to hell where I came from. I'm the monster you never knew you loved.
What is that?
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Most polls show Democrat Hillary Clinton ahead of Republican Donald Trump. Trump is saying those polls are wrong.
A few weeks ago, Trump told a New Hampshire crowd he loves to cite the polls when he's ahead, with survey after survey showing Clinton up in most swing states and widening her national lead. Trump is now lashing out against those polls. He told a Florida crowd that he's winning the race and tweeted similar views. He said online that Democrats are making up phony polls. Many Floridians are already voting. More than 1 million mail-in ballots have already been cast, and in-person early voting starts today. underscoring Florida's importance to Trump's game plan. He'll be here tomorrow for a third straight day.
Secretary of State John Kerry today called his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to express concern over the resumption of airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russia ended its unilateral pause in fighting yesterday and is now ramping up airstrikes. The UN says it wasn't able to get aid and medical help into Aleppo during the lull because the security remained uncertain.
A win for workers back on the job at two bourbon distilleries.
8:44 in the AM. Hello.
High today of 76 degrees.
How are we looking on the roads?
Rare, Dexter. There's an accident tramway at Candelaria. Way out east, close to the mountains. Be careful. Also, a lot of congestion. Paseo southbound. Once you, I'm sorry, 25 southbound. Once you hop off of Paseo, and then Coors as it travels into Corrales. If you're going north, you're running into probably just typical morning time Corrales traffic. You can only go like 15 miles an hour by horse and buggy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, Christian, my best friend, he has many horses, many, many horses, and he travels via horse-drawn carriage.
He does.
And it is incredible. It takes him, literally, it takes him 5 hours to get to work.
Okay.
He uses it all for inspiration for Anchor and Braille.
Traffic!
I'm the monster!
Oh,
man,
gosh.
It's a hit. If I'm singing it, it's a hit.
I'm the monster. You never knew you loved. I'm the demon.
Oh, gosh.
All right. You know what? We got it. We got to finish up New Music Tuesday. It's what we do on Tuesdays.
Praise be.
And we'll get back to our conversation. 9 o'clock hour. Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off. We got Frankentune. We got a letter to get to. We have a baby that was born twice.
What?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
And we ain't talking Nicodemus, y'all. This is a new track from DJ Madge, or DJ Magic, short for Magic. I looked it up. I was like, what's with the name, bro? But anyway, it's called What If, featuring Aaron Cole. It is a throwback. It's a jam. You'll see. You can tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
DJ Madge.
Take me to the mall, Mom.
What If. Name of the track. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Thoughts? What do you think? Should we add it to the playlist? 585 Live.
I really want to write a song about going to the mall and getting dropped off.
Hey!
Thanks, Harry.
That's important, man.
It was when you were a kid, at least where I'm from. It was like, just drop me off here, drop me off here, drop me off here.
It's all you, Tim. Take
it. I don't want to do it right now.
Come on.
I don't want to do it right
feeling,
now.
I can feel it.
It's Friday night, my attitude is right. I wanna go to the mall cause I want some shoes that's tight. I got Steve-O lining up to take me, but now he can't. Oh no, break me, it's my mom, I need a ride. I'm gonna be sad sitting by her side, but I gotta roll up into the spot. Maybe she can drop me off in the back of the parking lot. Cause I don't wanna be embarrassed. Dex might show up and you know what his main care is. He likes clothes, he likes those shoes. And if he looks at me, I'm gonna get a bad attitude. I'm done.
Gosh!
Man! You know what?
Tao!
We're just gonna do hits from Tao now on Tuesdays.
Gosh, dude! Why you so fancy?
What are you talking about?
Why you so fancy?
You autograph my shoes?
Okay.
I will.
Thanks, man. It's 8:51.
It's 76 degrees.
Let's look at traffic.
Oh, man. Incredible.
Don't forget, there's an accident tramway boulevard at Candelaria out on the east side of town. And a lot of congestion 25 southbound off of Paseo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Can we just write a hip-hop album, please?
What do you mean, can we? I've already done that.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. Should we move on from our Walking Dead discussion, or should is there anything else?
I think we're good to go. Nighthawk is still hitting us up.
Well, if you missed it, we talked Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and we didn't necessarily discuss the episode at all. I mean, we talked about how violent this episode was and how a lot of people are saying that they're done watching the show. They've been fans now for 7 years, and because of Sunday night's episode, they're saying they're done. They took it too far. It was so brutal.
Dude, not only did viewers think that, but our girl Claire from Brooklyn. She actually just sent us an article from the magazine she happens to work for. People sat down with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays Negan. And in an interview with People magazine, talked about how difficult it was for him to portray that character. He said it impacted him mentally greatly. I won't say the first part of his quote because it talks specifically about a scene that he had to film, and it was very, very difficult. He said, look, that whole episode was hard. And also because I did go through and essentially they filmed smacking everyone.
Yeah.
So no spoilers there, but there were multiple cuts where
they were not going to let anybody.
Even the cast, all of the cast had to film basically taking a bludgeoning because they could have had a different outcome. Mm-hmm. He said it was really hard. It got to the point where I didn't want to do it anymore. Emotionally, I was completely drained. All of us were. Andrew Lincoln, and I just went through the ringer. It was a hard episode, and having to get there time and time again to do these horrible things. They're all good people, and I love them, the whole cast. So to keep riding them as hard as I was riding them in between takes, it was like, man, you just have to catch your breath a little bit. It was so heavy at all times. And the show that aired, there's no let-up. It was like that for 10 days for us filming.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just 40 minutes of it. It was 10 days every day, all day. He said he's not going to make any excuses for the character, but we forget as an audience and as fans of a TV show that Rick, Daryl, the rest of the characters that we have grown to love have probably taken out about 30 to 40 human beings.
in that show. Were his men.
Yeah.
And he mentions that, you know, that, hey, they killed my friends.
That was one of the things that drew him to this character was the idea that he wanted to speak to the humanity of it. Because that was, a lot of his friends were, you know, last season, a lot of bad things happened, guys. So he wants to see how the audience is going to respond in the future because the first episode's very rough, but he believes that as time wears on and you get to know him a bit more and understand his way of thinking, that things could actually shift. He believes that people will grow to love him or love to hate him as opposed to just hating him. But it was very grueling for him as an actor.
Yeah.
I think of like C.S. Lewis. You know, here's an interesting thought as we talk about wanting to, as our boy Nighthawk put it earlier, you know, like think on these things, whatever's true, lovely. You know, he mentioned Philippians. And I think of a phenomenal writer. I think one of the more prolific in my life anyways, C.S. Lewis. He wrote a book called The Screwtape Letters. And he said that was one of the darkest periods of his entire life because he was writing from the perspective of a demon, you know? And scripture, of course, talks about that. Like, we got to steer away from witchcraft. We keep away from sorcery. We don't even want to come close to those things. And yet he wrote this book from that perspective. And it's been a book that has impacted generations as far as the truth of spiritual warfare. That was a very important book for me. And for a lot of people. And so I think it's another thing that we need to think about when we talk about content that we ingest, because it's a dark book. Mm. And it was a dark place for C.S. Lewis to have to travel to write that. But it's also so powerful, and it's a tool used for the gospel, man. For those of us that call ourselves believers, and even those who are not Christians, it highlights greatly Satan's tools, if you will. And I'm grateful for that one.
I'm grateful for you.
Oh, and also with you. What?
Huh? All right, we have to take a break. Quality Time Tuesday is next. Frankentune.
Bathroom baby. Break.
The bathroom.
Oh, just my girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time.
Attention all listeners and station employees. We are very, very happy to announce that Quality Tam Aragon is never allowed in the studio again because we have permanently canceled Quality Tam TV.
No, we didn't. That's not true.
That's not true?
It's not canceled.
Are you sure?
Yep, she's still on.
Disregard.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
This is the best day ever!
Frank can tune this out.
Oh, snap.
Also, coming up, 9:15, a guy by the name of Micah Tyler.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, guys, the reviews are in. What If I Stumble Throwback was great, but Take Me to the Mall was way better.
Yeah. Yes!
I agree. It was.
I agree. It's actually called Take Me to the Mall, Mom.
Climbing the charts. It is 9:05.
High today of 76 degrees.
How are we looking on the roads?
Traffic!
Looking good right now. Not seeing any major accidents or incidents other than road construction all around the city that you're looking at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B.
Sweet Bear
Canyon CrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585 Live, you can chime into the show. Be a part of the conversation.
And if you're a local business, you can sponsor our traffic updates.
Booyah.
Be a part of the Morning Invasion. Shimon.
Shimon!
Shimon, man! We love partnering with the local community. It's pretty dope.
Quality Tam Tuesday will kick off as soon as she gets here.
That's good. I mean, that makes sense.
Hey!
It really makes sense.
Hey!
Unless you want to start Quality Tam Tuesday right now. Can we just start it right now?
Oh, we have to get to the song.
Yep. Fine. Good. This is the newest one from Chris
Kawanamana.
Kilala.
Kilala.
You might know him from Jesus Culture Music. It's called Win My Heart. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/story8of it.
Chris Kawanamana. Won My Heart. New Music Tuesday. What do you think of Chris Kalalala? 585 Live or Star 88 FM?
For such children.
All right. If I was going to put myself out there
and
I wanted to be marketable, I wanted people to know who I was.
Yeah.
If I had a last name, Kalalala, I would change
it. It's Kilala.
Okay. It's obviously Kalala.
Same thing. Kalalala.
No.
Okay, how do you even spell that?
Ohana means family.
What does this say? What does that say? Our lovely Daniel put this in here for you because he knew.
Hmm. Yeah, but for the normal person, if I'm listening to Star 88 and I say, Kilala.
Chris Quino.
And then they read it on their thing and they go, oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Hey, what if you don't have that? I'm just saying, it's hard for people to find him on social networks. How do you explain to the person when you go to Wally World and you want to buy the album?
Let me tell you something. We tag every artist on our Facebook, so there is no search. You go to our Facebook, and there it is.
See, that's what I love about this station.
You're making stuff up.
Oh!
Good job. That's our music director right there, man.
Tam, what's up?
Tam?
I wasn't expecting...
Kualanamana!
Wasn't expecting a hello so soon.
Still eating over there? Okay.
Tam, give me...
Back to Steve-O.
No, I'm here.
Give me that burrito right
now. I'm so sorry.
My bad. I gave her half a burrito.
I'm putting
it in the
microwave.
No, don't microwave this.
I'm going to microwave it.
I mean, I've had it since like 6 hours.
You might want to stand back. He's not good with the microwave.
He's terrible at the microwave.
Just give me 30 seconds here. Hold on.
30.
That's a long time.
No, that's 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Okay.
Put this bad boy on hot.
Great. I just feel like this is...
Oh my gosh, did you leave? You left the tin foil on the... You can't leave the tin foil on it, Tam! Burrito disaster!
Now I have nothing to eat.
Sorry.
Hey, you live.
Yes, I will. A long time. Long time.
If you don't quit self-deprecating over
there,
I'm going to punch
the smoke detector. We're going to set the smoke detector off. Somebody get the...
That was all you, Dex.
Nope, it was not, Tim.
Come on, man.
Everyone knows you take the tinfoil off of the burrito before you microwave.
Before you put it in your chest.
Oh, there we go.
Gosh.
Put this fire out.
Well, now the burrito's not edible. I thought for a second, maybe you could still eat it.
Not a chance.
Yeah, just doused it.
Wow.
What do you think of the microwave in the studio?
It's new.
It does smell new.
Yeah. You know, it's so we don't have to walk 10 feet to the microwave in the break room.
That's fair.
A couple of us here, namely Dex, doesn't like walking very much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm busy. I got to do things here.
He works out. He's done his time.
That's why he personally does not watch The Walking Dead, because he's like, man, that is so exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Just watching zombies kind of like,
would
oh,
be
man.
Awful for me.
Yeah.
It premiered, and it was called The Walking Dead, and he said exhausting.
Yeah. I'm not watching this.
You know what other movie I heard was really, really good? Was Madea's Halloween.
Yeah, but number one at the box office.
So, is it number one?
It beat out Jack Reacher.
What if I saw it?
Did you?
What if I already saw
it? Was it good?
I'd say yes or no.
And what if I did see it, I would probably assume that it was really funny.
It's a faith-based film.
It is faith-based. Now, Tyler Perry actually is kind of funny because he like when you ask him, you know, how do you feel about being, because he claims to be a Christian from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's so many other things lined up. Lots of people do. But assuming that he is, he wants to stand for good things and he wants to get across things. Yeah, out. So what he does is he has these characters, people who don't know, right? He has like four other different characters that he plays.
What?
And so Tyler Perry.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Wait, are you talking about the Nutty Professor? That's Eddie Murphy.
No. So he plays Madea.
Did she just call Tyler Perry Samuel L. Jackson?
Did you just say Tyler Perry plays Madea?
I'm like, so sorry. She's not.
You're destroying Dex. These are his favorite movies.
She's not real?
Yes, she's real.
Are you kidding?
Okay. Damn, look at me.
No, she's real.
Damn, don't get
and
this.
And someone who is real is the uncle.
Wait, the uncle?
The uncle?
Is also Tyler Perry. What? And then... So basically, he plays these different parts. So sometimes people get a little bit frustrated because of the verbiage that comes from their mouth and just some of the words that they choose to use. And Tyler Perry's point behind it, from what I understand, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just giving you the neutral standpoint of what he says.
Gotcha.
Because you guys were talking about movies earlier and stuff, and or like, what is it okay to watch? Is it not? So on his standpoint, he gives like he wants to be a part of the world basically, so that he can respond as himself to what they're saying.
Mm.
So, for instance, in this movie, I'm not ruining anything. There's a part where he addresses parenting, and so one of the uncles brings up, or his dad, or somebody brings up these things about parenting. And Tyler Perry's playing the part of basically like, I don't spank my child. I don't think that that's okay. I don't think this. I don't think that. And there's a lot of parents in the world who do feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they handle their parenting styles another way besides using spanking or other methods. So he addresses that in there. And it goes for like a long time. He addresses it to the point where he addresses every person's standpoint. So the people who feel that, you know, that it's going to abuse them, he addresses it. People who feel like they want to be their friends, they want to be their child's friend, he addresses it. He goes down the line, and it amazed me because it's about 7 to 10 strong points that a lot of other parents have.
He's appealing to the masses.
He really does in that movie. There's a couple, you know, sometimes it can get a little questionable regarding some vulgarity and things like that. I would not take your kids to see it. I don't think that that's a good idea. Yes, there is a good message behind it, but I think that it is not for children under the age of 13 or maybe 15. And you need to just, you know, just remember that when you go in there.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that review.
Pretty sweet,
my
huh?
favorite Tyler Perry role was when he played Baxter Stockman in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
What?
Out of the Shadows.
Come on, man.
He did
what?
A fantastic job.
Huh.
Madea started off as just like a little play.
No, not just a little play, a series of plays. And
yes.
Jamie in Waverly, he used to like...
But it got huge.
He would play the play, like he had the DVDs or whatever, and he would show us the plays. And I'll say this, I've never been a Tyler Perry fan.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've ever watched a Madea movie, just because I'm like, I don't care about that.
What?
stuff?
But those plays were hilarious.
Yeah.
And so are the movies.
Movies are just as good.
Now, see, I've always heard that the plays were way better.
Yeah, they are.
The
but
if you started off seeing the plays, if you started off seeing the plays, I could see why you would say that because you
is
do
it
get
like
used
reading
to that.
The book versus seeing a movie.
It is a
in
little
a lot
bit
of situations.
It is a little bit because there's room for it's like a real live kind of acting thing.
I mean, plays are live
and on. Oh, gosh. And then on the movie, you know, they're cutting scenes and whatnot,
it's
so
like,
it is like very movie like
film.
But I will say that this Madea Halloween one, they featured Madea almost the entire time.
Yes.
So that was new because usually they like pop
say,
her in here and there.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
She missed it.
Did she really?
She didn't say that.
No, they didn't. But that is a good line.
Thank you.
That is really good.
They've asked me to ride on a couple of them.
You just said no. So he goes, you know, Tyler Perry show. Goes to like T.D. Jakes to church or something like that. So T.D. Jakes like, calls him out.
He was in New York when we were in New York. He hosted Kelly Ripa. We had tickets that morning.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah. He was the co-host and we totally just bailed.
It was the last day.
I'm not even joking.
It would have been such a crazy. We would have had to have gotten up super early, taken the train, gone to the show, taken the train back, and then I would have had
immediately
go to the airport.
That's why I should have went to New York, guys.
Oh my gosh.
So like, pass.
You could have met Madea, Dex.
Okay.
Because apparently he like breaks out in Madea, too.
That
like,
would have been
talking
a
him.
Big Madea.
I wish he would. I wish he would just marry his girlfriend of like 13 years. They have a 9-year-old daughter. Probably because he's worth $400 million. That's real.
We know what they
Wait,
say.
What?
A and, wish in the hand of a witch is worth two in a bush.
He's worth $400 million.
Okay. Liveline says, how can you not love Madea? Someone else said, is Tam drunk?
Someone really just said that. What? Or just Tam.
Is it because I watched Madea or you're saying
Calm
that like,
it down,
my
everyone.
Speech is slurry?
Hey, nobody talks about Tam except for me.
That's true.
Nobody does that.
We will. We're like Big Brother status. Like we get to pick on her, but if somebody else does, we will throw sand in your face and punch you in the gut.
Oh no! I hate sand in my eyes.
I know. That's why it's awful. Like we don't allow that here.
We we need to jump into this.
We just got a letter.
Cool.
We just got a letter.
Uh-huh.
We just got a letter.
What?
Wonder who it's from.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Did Madea just fall off a cliff?
Oh goodness. Okay. Here we go.
I think she died.
That was good.
People write in all the time because of course they need advice. They need wisdom. Mm-hmm. We're not professionals, but we know
a lot. We are not.
We know a lot. Angela wrote it. My fiance and I went to a pumpkin carving party the other day.
Nice.
And admittedly, I'm a terrible artist. I can do the basic stuff, but this time I tried to carve some words, and it just didn't work out.
Beautiful.
Even so, I thought I'd get at least one pity vote from my fiancé. Not only did I not get his vote, but he won the stupid contest. I didn't get a single vote.
Incredible.
And he cast his for someone else.
Oh.
I was so upset with him, but he didn't understand why. Shouldn't your significant other always vote for you? Or am I overreacting?
What is this, American Idol, where your mom tells you you can sing even though you're terrible? And then you make it to like the top 120 and then you're like outed.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts? 585 Live. Is she overreacting?
Yes!
What?
That is stupid.
A little.
Come on. If it's a terrible pumpkin and you're in a for realsies competition.
But this is something they need to discuss before they go. Like, hey, if we're going to end, or when they're there and they say, hey, let's do this competition. So let's be fair. Or is this just for fun? If it's just for fun, I say give her the vote because obviously she's feeling like she needs a little more something.
Maybe he thought that she would definitely get a couple votes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he was like, yeah, sure, babe. And then he voted for something else, and then she didn't get any, and it was like,
right, and so
busted.
That would be being a liar. And
you're
that's
right.
Where we
that's
want.
That's not okay.
We really want to get in there.
Bad?
Get in there.
Get in there.
I mean, get in that little heart and just maybe ask. It just depends.
Did you call it a little heart?
She should definitely overlook, and if she wants to take it from a biblical standpoint, it is to a man's goodness to overlook an offense. So she should just do that now.
All right.
Let it. I say let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Let it go. And then let him know I love your vote. Because now if he does vote for you, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, Like, you're just voting for me because I told you to vote for me.
Yeah, right.
And that's not fair either.
But if they discussed it ahead of time and he really didn't vote for her, even though, like, I don't know, man.
That's what I mean. Like, just vote for her in the future.
In the future.
Should your significant other always vote? Like, should they always really, like...
I feel like we should be playing cheerleader right now.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Micah Tyler?
This is Micah.
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh!
We were worried
perfect
about
perfect timing.
Oh, listen, guys. I got caught in interview traffic trying to get to you guys. Sorry.
No, that's no worries. Okay.
There's never been a moment we weren't worried about you, to be honest.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Amazing.
Gosh, dude.
Wow.
Micah, early. We are excited to talk to you.
Quitting.
Because, you know.
Mostly because we have a YouTube channel and we really need your help.
Is this really Micah?
Will you be on our YouTube channel so that we can get a lot of fans and start monetizing?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Okay. That sounds great. And okay, after cool. that, you guys can show me how to do it.
Okay.
Okay. No. Beautiful. Come on, Micah.
How
many subscribers do you have, Micah? And be honest.
Don't be
okay.
Honest.
So here's the deal. Fun story. All the videos that I've had that have done something, I did not put out. I did them for other people, and they came out on their channels.
What?
So, yeah. So
hey, you want to be in a video?
You guys got to show me. You got to show me how to monetize. For real. Stuff. I don't even know how to.
You're not making any of that YouTube money.
That YouTube money?
Dex, you cannot ask him that.
I'm a servant. I'm a servant to the people, man.
And good news. We are people, and you can serve us by being in our videos.
That's mean.
This is brilliant.
That's perfect. Good guys, awesome. Micah.
Beautiful.
I am stoked.
So, Micah, you're going to be in town. We're excited.
Yes. So stoked to be with you guys.
Here's the deal, man. Next Friday, you along with our boy Phil will be in studio on this here show, hanging out. And I'm just gonna do something right now that might anger and ire the listener. But here's the deal. Phil came on. He's a good friend of the show, and he's like, "Dude, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna punk Micah, and we're gonna blah blah blah." And I'm totally giving it away right now because here's what we're really gonna do.
Yeah.
We really need to punk Phil Wickham.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, because Phil was like, "When Micah comes on, and we're gonna do this stuff, and we're gonna plan it out." But in turn, Micah, you're gonna be in on it, and you need to just be super upset and take it way too far, please.
Okay.
You can do this.
I think I'm totally in for that.
Are you naturally an angry guy?
Yeah. No.
He's so angry.
No. I am kind of a natural born sweetheart.
Which is exactly why. Dude, it's perfect. If you get sad or upset and you just like, he'll never see it coming.
So, Micah, let me throw down what my idea of this prank is going to be, okay?
Yes.
So, you guys come into the studio, you start singing, "Never Been a Moment." While you're doing that, Dex, this guy right here to my left, he comes up and he just gets Phil in a chokehold.
Wait, what?
And
no, this is...
He passes out.
This is
and then
violent.
Steve-O shaves his head.
Wait.
And then we keep his hair.
No.
We keep his hair and we burn it.
No, this is just too...
We burn it in the skate.
You guys do realize that I have to do like 12 more shows.
Right, exactly.
Me, right?
Exactly.
You'll be doing it from jail, Micah.
Irreparable damage.
It'll go viral, Micah. It'll go viral. Yeah. I promise.
Okay.
I'll just FaceTime live it from jail. That'd be great.
Yeah. No, man. We are just doing a moving, working human illustration of turning the other cheek.
And
see if Phil really
amazing.
Loves Jesus.
We're looking forward to your jail ministry.
Well, just so you guys know, there is a running prank. If you go and look, anytime that, for whatever reason, Chris and I from Stars Go Dim have caught Phil doing FaceTime Live the last two times. And so we always pull out our FaceTime Live, and we FaceTime Live each other, FaceTiming Phil doing a FaceTime Live.
It's kind of
our favorite thing to do. So he's all serious, like, "Oh, guys, you got to come to the show." And we're just like going, "Look at Phil on FaceTime Live being FaceTime Live by our FaceTime Live." And we go through all the different dimensions of it. It's kind of our favorite thing right now.
It's like Inception.
We're just ruining everything for him.
That's incredible.
It's just ruin it.
So really excited to go see Doctor Strange with you next Friday. Nothing else big really happening next Friday, right? Just you guys are coming to town to watch Doctor Strange with us?
Yeah, this is kind of on the books right now, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Maybe if y'all have nothing better to do that Friday night, we can, I don't know, throw a show here.
Okay, so, I got to tell Micah this.
It's going to be amazing.
Micah,
Yes.
I'm embarrassed because I came into the room. I was like, you guys, have you seen? I was watching these YouTube videos, right? And I'm like, I'm laughing my head off. I'm showing everyone I know. I'm like, who is this man? God bless him and everything of him. And I'm like, come in here. And I'm like, you guys, have you seen this guy? And there is like a cricket.
Yeah.
Because the guys just stare at me like,
we're like, you know, we got
Cam.
He's going to be on the show on Tuesday.
You are like, absolutely ridiculous.
He's coming to town.
are so far behind
his
the time.
Music for
so,
a while now.
I love it because I'm the singer in this crazy group.
You are.
On this show.
Yeah, you are.
These boys can sing pretty good themselves. Oh, okay. But and so this is why you had my heart, is because, let me just say it, boy, you can sing.
No, you can sing. Aww.
No, you can sing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? And so, now you may have been told this a million times and yada, yada,
billion,
yada,
even.
Billions, whatever, billion. Quadrillion. Okay. But but the reality of it is when you're singing, I can hear this like heart behind everything you do.
Man.
You do it so well. And so I'm going to be missing your performance here because I'm going hunting with my husband. We
Wait,
leave
what?
That day.
Oh, you were hunting? What?
And so, and so this is the worst ever. So I'm
this
like,
is
this
the
is,
worst
is
ever.
So I'm hoping I can see you in the future.
Well, I mean.
I'll try and hit you up on social media, man, but I'm just another face. I'm just another face.
It just
in the crowd.
Weird there, Tam.
No, I want to tell him I'm going to miss this dude, and he's like legit.
Oh, yeah, just to tell him you're going to miss him?
Oh, no. Micah.
You could have said that in like 8 words. You just wasted
them.
2 minutes.
Micah, dump it.
Gosh,
just dump them in your head. Anyway, you're going to do great, Micah. You're going to do great.
It means a lot. Really, it means a lot. And I hope you guys shoot all of the animals that you're after.
Oh, man. We can't condone violence today. We're talking about The Walking Dead and whether or not Christians should take part in it.
Stop
you
it.
Just said kill animals.
Everybody calm down.
Did you watch The Walking Dead?
No, he can't answer that.
Please don't spoil anything for me yet. We have not watched
it. Okay, Micah, have you ever been to Albuquerque before?
I've never been to the ABQ ever.
Yes!
Awesome. Wow. We're really looking forward to
this
being your first time. We're going to hang out. You're coming into studio next week.
Yep.
Yes. Don't forget.
Yeah, so.
Don't be late.
Oh, no, absolutely.
If you're late.
Hey, they wake me up. They wake me up, put me on a car.
Who is they?
I'm
the people.
Great.
Is it Kai?
He's
is it Kai Elmer? Because I'll find
it. It would not be Kai. Kai. Now, here's the deal. Kai and I have spent a considerable amount of time in a car this summer. We, Kai and I, and then one week is a girl named Chandler who works there as well.
I know Chandler
we visited
too.
48 stations this summer, did 18 states.
Yeah.
We did not go anywhere west of Texas, which is the reason we didn't head over to your direction, but that's why I'm super stoked that we're getting to come by and say hey on this one.
Beautiful.
Yes. We are too. It's going to be great.
Excited.
The song's playing on the station. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all stoked that you guys are going to be out here.
Oh, my God.
Looking forward to seeing you, buddy.
So appreciate you guys.
Next Friday.
Yeah, can't wait, guys.
It's going to be good.
We'll see you then, man. We'll see you then.
Yes!
Yeah, hey, tickets still up on philwickham.com. You can grab them there. And like I said, it's going to be an awesome night. Starts with them. Still, those guys are unbelievable. So it's going to be so much fun.
There we go, man.
Thanks, Micah.
All right, Micah. See you next week, buddy.
Dude. It's going
to
be good.
Looking forward to shaving Phil's head. You're going to do it. All right, man. Later.
Wow.
Man, we're going to get that cat in trouble.
Can you imagine? Just shaving his head.
I'll bring the chloroform.
He's going to have a jail ministry after we're done with him.
In all honesty, are those tickets sold out?
What?
No.
Not yet.
And actually, we're going to be giving some away.
Okay, I've got a family who just talked to me on Sunday, and they were just torn because Phil Wickham's their favorite guy. They're new believers.
Uh-huh.
Came out of a really intense life. And
can you cue up the violin, please?
And they
sorry.
They want tickets. And I said, listen to the show. We might give some out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, might
you
give
know.
Some out.
We might. We
I don't
wait.
Really
did you guys hear that?
The show.
Listen.
You.
No. For real. Listen really close. Dude. There's some kind of like weird. I'm not kidding. Listen.
It didn't even affect me.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Most polls show Democrat Hillary Clinton ahead of Republican Donald Trump. Trump is saying those polls are wrong.
A few weeks ago, Trump told the New Hampshire crowd he loves to cite the polls when he's ahead, with survey after survey showing Clinton up in most swing states and widening her national lead. Trump is now lashing out against those polls. He told a Florida crowd that he's winning the race and tweeted similar views. He said online that Democrats are making up phony polls. Many Floridians are already voting. More than 1 million mail-in ballots have already been cast, and in-person early voting starts today. Underscoring Florida's importance to Trump's game plan, he'll be here tomorrow for a third straight day.
Secretary of State John Kerry today called his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to express concern over the resumption of airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russia ended its unilateral pause in fighting yesterday and is now ramping up airstrikes. The UN says it wasn't able to get aid and medical help into Aleppo during the lull because the security remained uncertain.
A win for workers back on the job at two bourbon distilleries.
Beautiful. Good morning, America. 938.
Why not the world, man? You know, we're global at this point.
No, it's all about America.
Okay. I'm jumping in. I can't do it. High today of 76.
How are we doing out there on the road?
Take a look and see. Oh, man. I'm just seeing construction everywhere. But man, is it everywhere. You guys pay attention. It was raining earlier. I don't know if it still is. Be careful out there, guys. Have a great day. What's your look at traffic?
Quality Temp Tuesday. It's Tam.
Good morning.
Something's happening. Happening to Tam.
I just sprayed my perfume and you're gonna get mad.
Yep.
Hey! Hey!
Tam, do you sing on the reg?
Ho! I do.
Sounded pretty good.
Oh, you did. You really did.
There it is.
Oh, what are you laughing
there
at?
There it is.
I can't feel my tongue. It's numb.
Just take it in.
Gross.
Oh, I like inhale.
It smells like...
Inhale.
It smells like a very light body odor.
Whoa.
I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Man. Just take it all... And I remember halfway through your little spiel about traffic that I had forgot to do a little spritz.
Little spritz. Hey, wow, that's not just a little
you know
spritz.
What? Let's compound it with some deodorant tomorrow. Let's just go for both. You know what I'm saying? Let's
Holy
get in
cow,
there and do
Tam.
The work.
Hey, it was it was a little baby squirt.
It's burning my lungs.
It is not burning your lungs.
You know, this morning, Teo was reading in the news that Axe body spray actually does make you more attractive
to women.
It makes
uglier guys more attractive if they wear Axe body spray.
And it's not necessarily Axe. It's just smells that cater to certain women's likings. Like if it's a fresh smell. That means probably that a woman is going to be, like, she's going to notice the smell, mm-hmm. which in turn makes the man look more attractive because you know that he's clean, he takes care of himself, blah, 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 blah.
Well, specifically Axe because it contains a lot of pheromones. So it's kind of taking that and...
Whose pheromones?
Upping it. The kinds that
I would dig in
like.
There and check that out. That's dangerous.
Wait, so you're saying you would be all about that Axe body spray?
No.
Here,
I got to talk
spray
to Tones. I got to tell you. I'll say Tones, I got a tip for you, bud.
No.
Well, but see, Tones, he's a good-looking dude, so he doesn't need it.
Well, now I'm regretting our decision to buy Axe body spray for our 9-year-old nephew. Because now...
Oh, man, you really led that kid astray.
Man.
You got to think about what you do, Tam.
We got him one just because we know he likes to use cologne now. Mm-hmm. He's a little kid. He enjoys using cologne. And so we got him that one.
You know what? Give me that perfume. Let's find out what happens when I put it in the microwave.
No,
dude, stop putting things.
Let me find out what happens.
It's a glass bottle. It's not going to go.
And it's not cheap.
It'll be fine, guys. Let me just set it here.
Whoa, 43 minutes?
That's a long time.
Let's find out what's going to happen.
You know it's not going to make it there.
We can't even rest here 43 minutes.
I give it like a minute.
Oh my God, it's bubbling. It's literally
bubbling. Daniel totally
bubbling.
Plugged in the microwave into the board
Ew.
So he can get this wonderful sound.
Oh
wait,
my gosh.
What?
There's chemicals in this
so
thing.
So it's done.
Oh. Wait, it didn't work.
43 seconds?
Oh, it's hot.
It actually smells pretty good.
Oh, that's
I am very surprised.
You know what? This is what we should do. This fragrance will go perfect with our new Music Tuesday track.
Mm.
It's the latest from Paper Out. It's called Balconies. Tam, even you're going to love it.
With your small mind and your huge sense of personal worth,
you're going to love this song. You're going to love it.
Tam, you have a beautiful mind, and it's large.
There's a movie about that, and he has, like, schizophrenia.
All right.
What?
New Music Tuesday and Star 8. Latest from Paper Out.
Beautiful.
Balconies. Greatest song in the universe.
I don't know about that. Where the streets have no name.
No,
it's
right up there with that.
Buckley's version of Hallelujah is my favorite.
That's right up there.
I liked it.
Tam.
Thanks, Tam.
Welcome back.
So sweet.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
Tam, how's the weather outside? What's it feeling like?
It is feeling like high today of... like probably in the 70s.
But is it still cool outside? Because it was cool this morning.
It was a little cool. It's a little windy. As you can see, those leaves are kind of brisking through the old day. But it was raining this morning.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just like it is in our hearts.
No.
Every time you walk in the room.
Yeah. I make it rain. That's what you're trying to say. I think of my friend when I think of the weather and stuff. I always...
It's a great story. Let's move on.
No, I think of my... he loved that.
All right, Tam.
No, I think of my friend because he's homeless, and we met him like a year and a half ago. And I told you guys about this, but you don't remember because you never remember anything I say. No, I'm not going to. But yesterday, I ran into him. After 1 year, I ran into him, and it was the best ever.
Were you guys okay?
But yes, we were, but I thought about him because I think, hey, what the heck? Like, as the weather changes... So things change with him. None of you are paying attention to me. We're done with this conversation.
Totally paying attention.
Normal.
Gosh.
Normal.
We're paying attention.
Turn of event.
Tam, I want to play Frankentune.
Whatever.
We're almost done with the show.
Go. Play your Frankentunes.
You've never played the Frankentune before. I think you're actually going to love it. Oh. Before we get into Frankentune, Frankentune got sponsored, guys.
No way.
It did.
By whom?
Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil.
Prepare your car for colder weather with Valvoline Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil. Valvoline Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil provides maximum protection against viscosity breakdown, and it smells like a Yankee candle. So if your engine's running a little hot, get the motor oil that meets the toughest requirements to protect your engine and make the person driving behind you crave a big old stack of pumpkin spice pancakes. Valvoline Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil, now with premium synthetic autumnal whipped cream blend.
Beautiful. Frankentune got sponsored.
Wow!
Do this.
The Morning Invasion brings you Frankentune.
Such a gentleman. I love him. Frankenstein's the nicest.
That's not Frankenstein.
Here's what happens, Tam.
Well, that was Igor. But...
I happen to be friends with Frankenstein.
He's quite the gentleman.
Frankenstein came in the other day.
Not at all what I was expecting.
And... He was humming some of his favorite songs. And I said, Frankenstein, what are you singing? And he wouldn't tell me.
Well, it's because he can't really speak. Also, make sure you never have an open flame around him. True. I mean, we were at a restaurant one time, and there were candles on the table. Lost his mind.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It was a sad day.
You stuck him in the microwave, because that's what you do with everything.
No, Frankenstein? Are you crazy? He's over 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Let's be practical
Frankenstein.
Here. Welcome to reality, Tam. Gosh.
All right, here's what I did. I recorded Frankenstein humming some of his favorite songs.
Okay.
So Tam is going to go first, since she's never done it before.
Okay.
Tam, you have to guess what Frankenstein is singing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Got it.
Here we go.
Got it.
What do you think it is?
Got it.
Do we get a...
I am the king!
I can't help
Here's
you.
My question.
I don't know.
Is this like pop music?
Yes.
Is it Christian music?
Nope.
Is
awesome.
It...
I'll say 80s pop.
Yep. Absolutely. Gosh, I feel like a champion right now.
What do you think, Tam? Give it a guess.
Can I have Steve-O hum it?
So you don't
the
know?
The band name rhymes.
Go ahead, Steve-O.
The band name rhymes. That's it. That's your hint.
Tam, are you there?
Kind of like, now it's like, you two, that rhymed.
Tam, uh-huh. Look at me. Milli Vanilli.
No.
Say it.
Listen, everybody. Yeah,
can I just say it?
Everybody no, wants to one. Rule the world.
Boom!
At this
tears
point,
for fears.
Okay?
Tears oh. for fears. Everybody wants
sing
to rule.
Sing a song.
Rule.
Got it.
Wait, why is it a Halloween song?
No, sorry, I changed it up. 80s pop is what we're doing.
Oh okay. My gosh, is it all 80s pop?
Today it is. Last time it was Halloween theme songs. Today it's 80s pop.
All 80s pop, but I was born in 84.
Oh, whatever. They play that song.
Your mom did
every day.
Good music.
You're right.
Okay. You're old.
You're right. I know music from 1961.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
All right. So the next round, what we'll do is whoever knows the song has to buzz in.
You
can't. You can't yell it out if you know the answer. You have to buzz in. Okay.
Do we have
my
to,
buzz.
Wait,
no.
What's your buzzer?
Yeah, my buzz is gonna be like it's gonna go. Ah!
Okay. Okay.
That's my buzzer.
Taya, what's your buzzer?
I'm gonna make it up in the moment.
No, yes. You have no. to have
it's
it.
So we can identify
we
it.
We have to be able to identify
it's
it.
The funniest when I do that.
Okay.
All right. Steve-O.
Okay.
So we got our buzzers. So remember, you can't say what it is. You have to buzz in first.
That's my buzzer.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
Frank and Tune. Here Please. We go.
This is so easy.
No, it is not.
No, you guys.
What? Do it again.
I thought that would have been the easiest one.
No,
that
Do it
was
again.
Impossible.
It's 80s pop.
Guy or girl?
It's a guy. And it could be Mexican.
What?
Start it over.
Gosh, I can't believe you guys are going to get this.
Wait. Start 80s pop
80s
Mexican.
Pop. Oh my gosh, you guys aren't gonna get this. Alright, you ready for this?
What is it?
That doesn't sound at that anything like La Bamba.
Are you kidding me?
Richie Valens, La Bamba. Which, by the way, dummy, that was not the 80s. Like, the movie came out in the 80s.
I looked up 80s pop playlist and this was on there, alright? Ready?
Okay. You don't know any of them.
Richie Valens.
Okay.
Richie Valens. Oh, gosh.
I don't think that was in the 80s.
No, dude. Richie Valens died. Okay.
That was 80s.
Here's the deal. The movie.
We can agree to disagree.
The movie came out in 1987 when Los Lobos covered it, but it was Richie Valens. Richie Valens died along with the Big Bopper.
This wasn't Richie Valens, okay?
Oh, okay.
Who was the other band that played it?
Los Lobos in 1987.
Okay. Thank you, Los
you
Lobos.
So
fine.
Dumb.
Okay.
Oh, gosh,
what's
the
next one?
Oh, you're the worst.
I don't know. If you guys can't get La Bamba, I
Quiet.
Don't know if you're going to be
Continue.
Able to get any of
this. Quiet on the set.
Are you ready?
Richie Valens Wait. Died in 1959,
okay.
by the way.
Okay, I'm
59.
Back. I'm back.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Name the Frankentune.
That's my buzzer.
Oh, buzzing in?
Is it I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight?
I'm sorry, it is not.
I just wanted to play my
By
buzzer.
The way, we had multiple people on the live line chiming in yelling La Bamba. So apparently...
Oh, thank you!
Hey, that is not fair. You guys can all have access
you.
To a computer. I can't see that stuff.
No. I'm just saying... No, I didn't get it. People on the live line texted in the answer.
You didn't see it, though, right? La Bamba?
No. Nobody guessed it.
All right, play this
one. Told us.
I know
here we go.
I mean,
here we
like...
go. Here we go.
Okay, Tam, stop talking.
Here we go.
It's a female artist.
I buzzed in. I was the only one that
is
had.
Is it Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
It is.
Who sang it?
Who sang Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Who sang it? 84.
I don't know.
The Go Go's.
Oh my gosh.
Cyndi Lauper.
Lauper. Bopper.
Unbelievable.
Cyndi Bopper.
I knew that answer. I'm the only one that buzzed. How was I supposed to know you weren't going to follow the rules?
You did not know that one.
I did. I did that.
Oh, man.
I love you, Tam.
Thanks for coming in, Tam. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for the memories.
Starmie, if you missed the show, hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit.
No.
Star88.fm. You can go to our website and get the podcast there as well.
Have a beautiful Tuesday. New Music Tuesday continues. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because
share
of you.
It.
Because
stop the downloading on the internet.
Nope.
This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's yeah. Right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.